Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, it's the Don. Oh, hi, Rob. You still want to do your, you wrote your thing?
I wrote something.
You wrote.
Oh, you did?
All right, okay.
Good.
Go ahead.
Shall we go ahead?
Sure.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Squeaky and all the ships at sea.
As in squeaky clean.
Not too hard. Not too light. It's Don Geronimo and my friend Mike O'Mara.
Hello, Rob.
Hello, Mike.
Hi, everybody.
Don?
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Buzz.
Burbank here.
Hi, Buzz.
Hold on. I'm trying to press my phone. What's up with the machine here, with the thing, with the... You know, press hotkey, not a sign.
Oh, you're hitting find. Here, come out of this. Don't worry. We'll fix this in the edit. Try that now.
Hey, now, and if anybody's wondering what's going on, we're just trying something new now because we have to.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think you'll be very satisfied.
You think so?
I think so.
And
let's give it a try, shall we?
Hello!
Here we are.
This is not a protest show. I promise you it's not a protest show.
No, it's a little modification in what we do now, and we're just doing what we're told.
We're not going to play records all the time. We're only playing one record right now at the beginning of today's show because, well, you know what?
I started it too soon.
Oh.
You had a little more talking up to do?
It's a good talk up.
A little
Nothing
more.
Like that, Don Henley.
Who would have thought that yesterday on this show, when we had Dennis Weaver on, and we were able to ask Dennis Weaver questions during the sex quiz, who would have known that that would be Camelot?
Mm-hmm. The last one.
Yeah. Because as of right now, and we're going to get into great detail on this in case you've not seen the newspapers, but we've been informed by our company. As of right now, no fart jokes, no excrement jokes, no sex talk. I mean, I'm not kidding about this.
No,
this is a serious edict that's come down with the climate that we're in right now.
Couldn't be more serious.
The word was squeaky clean.
And, well, we have to do it.
Here's Don Henley.
Yeah, should we start again?
Yeah, it was fine.
Because, you know, we used to do that years and years ago. We used to do a slightly more PG-13 show than we've done in the past few years.
Yeah, but we're not going to be playing music all the time. So
no.
we can get it together to do one talk up.
Well, of course. We just haven't done it in a while. We used to be real good at it.
No, not yet.
That's a perfect jingle, incidentally, into the headphone, really.
Let's see. Besieged, I'll read you from the New York Post.
Oh, good.
Before I read you some of the stuff that we got.
A good idea.
Besieged Viacom President Mel Karmazin read the Riot Act to executives at 180 Infinity radio stations yesterday, including Howard Stern's in New York, telling them they'd be fired if they violated the company's new zero tolerance policy on obscenity. Don't screw up, Karmazin was quoted as saying by one of three New York Post sources who took part in a company-wide conference call. If you don't comply, you'll be fired for cause, Karmazin repeatedly said. This company won't be a poster child for indecency. Infinity is home to Stern and several other controversial radio shows that have been canceled, fined, or suspended. Last evening, after the conference call, Infinity executives issued a blunt memo to all personnel, and we did receive this.
We did indeed.
Any station airing programming that has any sexual or excretory content needs to take whatever steps are necessary to make sure that the programming is not even arguably indecent.
Hmm.
When in doubt, leave it out. Okay. Hold on just a second. How can you possibly enforce... How can you have zero tolerance on a policy that is not written unless somebody, either the FCC or Congress or Infinity Broadcasting, somebody comes out with a document that can tell Mike and I exactly what obscenity means, then the idea of Infinity having a zero tolerance is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
We have said...
Do you get
we've said for years, We have said for years, and our superiors have said this, we want the rules. We will play by the rules. Give us the rules. Let us know what they are.
And
don't expect us to come in here and try to do a show that we were hired to do, that as a, you know, a content that we, that everyone knew we had, and not give us the parameters. But, you know, what we have to do now is, well, what we're going to do.
And what that means is we had a couple of choices. First, that we don't want to not be on the radio.
No, not at all.
That's true. We do want to be on the radio.
Absolutely.
We had to ask management. You sent us this memo. You read the Riot Act to our lawyers.
Yeah, we had to get our people involved because we really didn't know what to make of this. We didn't know what they wanted us to do.
Because of the BS thing coming right after the Janet Jackson thing, for whatever reason, we're like on a French fry under that bright light at McDonald's.
And when you mention poster boys, you know, you're looking at a couple of them right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, with the climate that we're in right now, who can predict where all of this is going to end up? But right now, let me tell you something. I know I speak for Dom when I say this. In the whole time that we've been on the air together, this has been one of the most difficult times for both of us to just come in here and try to do our jobs. It's insane.
What Infinity has told us, any station airing programming that has any sexual or exploitatory content needs to take whatever steps are necessary to make sure that the programming is not even arguably indecent. Okay,
there's the line. What is arguably indecent?
That is our question. Mm-hmm. And I said to one of the many schmucks in this company today, Alan Schmuck, I said, how about a meeting with the lawyers so we can find out exactly what's okay?
That makes sense.
He said, they're very busy. they're gonna have a meeting with you sometime next week. I said, what about our show today?
Yeah.
And the edict was squeaky clean. And I said, can I play a fart sound effect? And he said, I guess so. I said, how about a second fart after the first one? Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. What about sex talk?
Mm-hmm.
No, no, no. No sex, no excretory. Think PG-13. Now, folks,
even though I should point out we probably shouldn't even use that as an example, because
what?
If you go to a movie that is PG-13, you will see what you just mentioned.
All right, then
PG. Or perhaps G.
It can't be G, because I'm still going to say, God damn it.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, God damn it, son of a bitch, still okay.
Right.
A lot of the bits that we used to do on the show are still okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think we can still do Rob Dialing for Transvestites, because that's not of a sexual nature.
That's right. Of an asexual nature.
Now, a lot of
you're welcome, Rob.
A lot of stuff is going to be different, and we're not doing this as some kind of stunt. Go to any MSNBC or go to, you know, the Jesus Christ, the Wall Street Journal, go anywhere. They've all got this thing.
And I will tell you, this is company-wide. This is not specifically directed at this show. It is directed at all the shows.
But for whatever reason, spotlight is on us right now. Blah, blah, blah. You've received multiple warnings. Blah, blah, blah. Listen, here's the problem with this. And we're glad to go along and do a PG-13 show. It's not what they hired us to do. That's Infinity orders cleanup. Infinity's the one that hired all the guys to do all the stuff that we're doing. You know, and in our contract, in our personal contract we have with the company, we have our lawyer looking at it because it says the show that they want is a show of it says in our contract, a shocking nature.
And as I mentioned yesterday, when you're dealing with comedy, which we have always maintained as our first job, is to make you laugh. That's what we want to do. A lot of our comedy has always been edgy comedy. Well, right now,
no,
that's
can't do it
in this climate. And
can't
do it. You know, no one can really predict how long this is going to last or how long even we will have to do this before we get the rule book.
Right.
Which is all we really
want.
And
whether the rule book will come from our company or whether the rule book will finally come from the FCC,
your government.
But all I know is that everybody is absolutely triple knee-jerking here. And from what I understand at these meetings that they had yesterday at the highest levels of our company with all radio stations involved, only a few disc jockeys had their names mentioned. And ta-da!
Mm-hmm.
We finally made it to the level of notoriety in this company where everybody knows exactly who we are. And we've been told the show has to be squeaky clean. And we're going to do it.
It'll still be good. It'll still be funny.
Oh, it will be.
No overt sex, no flatulence, no farting.
I'd say we've gone from R to PG.
Yeah, I think that you got to get that 13 out of there.
And I'm telling you,
really, it sucks my butt.
Now they delete that out?
Yeah.
Can you say sucks ass?
What are you doing?
No, I'm serious.
I don't think so.
Can you just say sucks?
Yes.
Okay. I just hit the delay again myself. just to make sure, Mike.
Was that your last little protest?
Yeah.
Please, no more of those. Until this climate passes.
But there are two words that you could say separately. You know, see, this is what I want to know. I don't know necessarily.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to tell you a story. I'd like to tell you a story about a man who has been married for a very, very long time and has managed to keep all of his money. And then a man who's been married twice and doesn't have any of it left.
Mike, but hold on. Stop. We're losing the dramatic effect with the song. I told you.
I know. You're with me all the way.
Straight out, I'm with you. Mm-hmm. I'm with you because you're my best buddy, and we worked together all these years.
I know.
If it was me, I would. And I feel the same way about Rob and Buzz and everybody connected with the show. Not that I'm the linchpin, but, you know, I'm the leader of this group. I can't walk out on everybody. If it was me, like back in my old days in radio, and I told this to my wife, I would have just said to him, F you.
Thank you.
But I got responsibility to all you guys and all you guys listening. And Mike, I would not ever do anything that would get us in trouble.
Well, then knock off that stuff you were just doing. It's giving me a heart attack today.
But you can still say the word ass.
Right. I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, now,
I got it.
I don't know.
I got it.
Here's the deal.
Ass is on TV all the time.
Yeah, but here's the deal.
And on radio, they say, move your fat ass.
But you don't know. You don't know.
Not for sure, really.
You know, really, I mean, it's funny because we came in and we had a discussion in the office. And we were talking about content of other programs that I had heard. And you said, well, that's okay. I don't know what's okay based on that that memorandum. I really don't.
So the question is,
you're talking about, here are the two words. Arguably indecent.
Mm-hmm.
Arguably indecent. I don't know what is, you know, even arguably indecent.
And you can't have,
even arguably indecent. You can talk about somebody saying, boy, it's a shame that Howard Dean dropped out of the presidential race. Somebody said, well, that's indecent to me because I'm a big fan of George Bush.
What I think is obscene might not be what you think is obscene,
right,
or what anybody out there thinks is obscene. All we're asking for is a roadmap. And all we ask these dummies that suspended us last week, and you know, there's still stuff about that.
You know what I'll tell you? Seriously, what I think is obscene, what I saw on television with that mother, that foster mother, making the 2-year-old and the 4-year-old stand in a corner with the arms up in the air and then smacking them. Mm-hmm. That's indecent.
Gross.
And that, you know what, that is not arguably indecent. That is indecent.
Well, Mike, all I know is that we have a show everyone can agree on, even the FCC.
Okay, very good.
That for now until whenever, there will be some bits that we can still do, but there's going to be some stuff that we just can't do because it's PG-13. It is really the afternoon zoo.
Afternoon zoo, everybody. But, you know, here's the deal.
Afternoon zoo.
And I think it's important to point this out, too. We've had content, a very wide variety of content for years on this show.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll tell you something. This show can survive anything, and we will survive this. And our listener base will survive this. But I think it's important because you've always been honest with the listeners to let them know what we're dealing with.
Yeah.
And it is. I said to a very good friend of mine today, I said, and you know what? In all the years that we've been doing this show together, this has been, and you know, you and I have been through a tremendous amount together. This has been the most trying period of my career. And it's very tough to be told, do something, but you don't know exactly what they want you to do. That's what makes it tough.
And incidentally, if you happen to do something that you think is okay, it might not be. And, oh, yeah, you're fired.
That's kind of where it goes.
One chance.
You know, I you mentioned the ratings. I said to them, it's a recipe for dropping off the face of the earth. So you're looking at narrow casting this show to such an extent. What are we going to be, a soccer mom show? We're a show for guys.
Mm-hmm.
We're on a show for guys that's on a station for guys that's on a network for guys.
I look around, and it's so funny because I watch all programming now. I watch Regis and Kathy Lee and Kelly Lee.
That's Kelly Lee, Mike.
And I watch that show, and I listen to what they have to say. And I listen to the interviews, and I look at other networks, and I look at...
But for whatever reason...
it's pretty amazing the way... I hear somebody say something, I'm like, wow, and nobody told them. Because we here right now are in a very difficult climate.
Did you look something up, Buzz? What did you look up?
Yeah, I'm looking up arguable and indecent.
All right, go ahead. What you got?
Arguable is open to argument, dispute, or question.
That's everything.
I take that to mean if anybody can raise a question about it, it's arguable.
That's everything.
And indecent is described as not decent or morally offensive.
And
again,
morally offensive.
Again, how?
By whose standard?
Objective,
right.
Subjective.
Right.
Come on.
And you know what? It's really where we get right back to the original question. And you're talking about the Constitution of the United States.
And listen, can I just say something? I said this to Mike on the way up, so bear with me for a second. Farts are funny. Farts are funny. Guys laugh at...
Kids laugh
at farts.
Especially, I'm sorry. And, you know, really, and, it's a silly little... It's a sound everybody makes once in a while.
We've never had a terribly graphic show when it comes to sex. We've always had like a cartoon view of sex.
Yeah, right. And I think it's important to point out to the powers that be in this company and also the people that listen to this show, we've also had our lines on this show and stuff that, that we didn't believe in and we didn't believe should get on the air. And it's been pretty consistent throughout, you know? And it really is frustrating.
What they want is, here's what they want in a nutshell right now. Infinity wants this to go away.
Mm-hmm.
They want it to go away real, real, real bad. They want it to go away real fast. What they'd like in the short term is just for all the disc, and I don't know how the other disc jockeys are going to do it. One thing that was thrown out to me today was just, go on and do your regular show. Your listeners will never know the difference.
It's not that easy.
It's not.
Part of the deal with this show is we've always been pretty honest with our listening audience.
And you would have figured it out when stuff is getting dumped and when there's stuff we're not allowed to talk about. So what they want is they want this thing to go away. But on the other hand, they want to keep the stable of shock disc jockeys that bring in ratings and revenue. But, so what they're saying right now is in the short term, hopefully this will blow over. Hopefully one thing I heard was maybe by November, by the time of the election.
Maybe after the election.
Maybe then we'll let you have back a little of what we've taken away. And then I said, well, what have you taken away?
Yeah, really.
Well, you guys are going to have to talk with the lawyers about
that. Here's the deal. I don't want them to give back or take away what I want and what you want and what everybody is. Tell us what the rules are.
Tell us.
Either from the FCC, put it, spell it out once and for all, come out with the rule book. I don't care what you have to do. Have Congress vote on it, whatever. Mm-hmm. And, if there are parameters we have to live with, we have to live with them. But don't say, here's... arguably indecent is,
and this is coming.
It's
not,
impossible to interpret.
This is not coming from the FCC.
No,
this is coming from our company.
Yes,
this is coming from the company that's always operated under the thought of that we know we're hiring guys that do shows like this.
Right,
and there's going to be a price to pay, and there's always going to be a gray area. But as long as you guys really don't go over the line, we'll always stand there with you. Because listen, we all want to go right up to the line. This is what they hired us to do, what they hired everybody else to do, and now because they're panicked out of their mind, and because of a technical malfunction, a bad word got on the air on our show right after Janet Jackson showed her boob. Now because of that, we got to be rated PG.
Mm-hmm. And until further notice, that's what we have to do. And we're going to do that because Don discussed what the options were, and we want to be on the radio.
Yep.
We want to stay here. We want to do this show.
Please.
Buzz was
no, we don't like to stay, right?
I get that vibe, guys.
Yeah.
I get the vibe.
Yeah.
I get the vibe. I'm a team player. I'm a team player.
I know you are.
I'm a team player. But in my heart, I've already walked out.
Yeah, I'm with you.
In my heart, I've walked out.
Not me.
But I'm pissed.
Not high.
I'm pissed now. If it is what it is, it's a different program. We'll still make it good. We'll still make it funny. I still think that we have a great show, even if we have to have it with no sex or scatological humor. Hello, go out in the real world. These are things people laugh at in the real
world. Go into your movie
world.
Theaters, I mean, really, watch your television shows. I mean, it's...
No, but it's radio right here. This is where it's all happening is radio. And now Infinity made me laugh. Infinity orders cleanup. Really?
golly, how'd you get in this mess? How'd you get all these disc jockeys doing this?
Right.
How did all these guys end up in this format doing this type of radio? And now all of a sudden, I'd like to know what the other DJs are doing. Are the other DJs all just going on and doing their regular shows?
I have no idea.
I mean, maybe there's some DJs who it wouldn't affect. Like
there's some DJs that are on vacation.
Oh, that's right. Howard's not on this week.
Some are playing Rock Convenient.
And, you know, some guys like Bill O'Reilly, fake news guy, would that matter to him?
No.
He just reads his fake news.
Right. But what? Well, I mean, you get certain radio talk shows that are part of the whole uproar.
Yeah.
Because it's extraordinarily popular to scream how indignant, you know, you are at all of this programming and lop us all into one big group and stereotype us and do that.
And then here is the follow-up memo that we received personally from our local management after we got the original one that was in the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just read you a part of this, blah, blah, blah. Maybe I mentioned this. The company is emphasizing a zero-tolerance policy and will not hesitate to fire anyone involved in anything that puts an Infinity broadcast license at jeopardy.
Wow.
So there you go. There is no room for error. We're planning a meeting next week for the lawyers to come in and answer questions.
Yeah, next week.
Yeah. Next week.
Yeah, we're doing a show today.
Let's do it next week.
Yeah.
This was my entire point. That I said, you're sticking us in here today to do a show when you don't. And when we have the meeting with the lawyers, if the meeting ever happens, they're not going to give us the rules.
No.
But at least we'll have a better outline of what we can do.
Mm-hmm.
But why throw us on now?
Mm-hmm.
Why throw us on now in the middle of all this? Why? Because you think we're pros? You think we just come in today and go, hey, Mike, I know you're ready to sing that Canadian national anthem outside, boy, at 67 degrees. You think we're not going to mention the fact
that... Well, that means I don't have to do that?
No, we'll get to it.
All right.
You mean to tell me that you don't know that we came up here with this thing, you know, rolled up between our shorts, that we're not all over this press release and this memorandum and these...
Hey, you know, here's the deal. I think it's very important to... let people know that this kind of stuff goes on, and for whatever reason, you know.
So the show that you heard, the Don and Mike show that you heard, and it's not anymore. It's going to be a new Don and Mike show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're not fun.
That's always a sign of a product that's failing.
Do we say new and improved?
New and improved Joker product! No, because it's not improved.
I'd like to handle the kids' corner.
Buzz,
you'll be our Mr. Green Jean.
It'll be just new.
How about what you've used in the past? The new sound of Don and Mike.
The new sound of Don and Mike. Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program. The new sound of Don and Mike.
A show everyone can agree on, even the FCC. A show, hey, listen, if anybody asks you, you're listening to this squeaky clean show.
Yes. I like it. FC.
Squeaky clean. Yeah, squeaky from. And now, really, this is the song that I really thought summed it up. Don Henley. Now, should we play it?
The whole thing? Well, I love Don Henley. This is seriously, without question, one of my favorite songs.
Let's
love it.
Let it get to the important part. Here's the part about us. I know there was a part about us in this song where we're mentioned by name. Where he says that Don and Mike are the greatest and they're being persecuted unfairly and it's the end of the innocence.
Wouldn't you hate to be them?
The squeaky clean. No farts. Hey, but come on, guys. You're so good. You don't have to work blue. Come on. It's a creative... This is another thing I heard. It's a creative challenge.
Right.
It's a creative challenge. It's fine. I'll deal with a creative challenge.
They wear suits.
Tell me what the rules are. Okay, here's the... Look at this part. Offer up your best defense. This is the end of the innocence. Seriously.
Very
serious. I mean, seriously.
And here we are. And you know, it speaks to, I want to get it outside of the company and outside of this show. I think it's very important. And since we can talk about some different stuff now, I'm going to talk about this because I don't talk about it a lot. I'm going to tell you right now, I am very, very scared about certain rights.
Don't be political, please.
I'm not being political.
Please, because I know you'd love this to be
Democrat
a politics
or Republican.
If it's a politics show, then...
Because you know what? It's not Democrat or Republican.
Right, not right
it's
now.
It's not Democratic or Republican. It's equal. I mean, this is not political at all. What this is I'm seriously worried about the climate right now. And I just get scared that
when people start legislating morality, where does it end? I mean, is this going to be a situation where people, because they practice something or they say something, going to be put in jail? I don't know.
You're going to start seeing other changes in other shows on other channels. Fox right now, television is running a promo reminding parents that there's such a thing in their TV as a V-chip.
Oh, I've seen that. It's a good ad. Actually.
Yeah, it is a good ad. It's smart of them to run it, and maybe that kind of thing will help head off some of it.
Well, and you know, what have we said for years on this show? The radio has a volume control on it,
right,
and an on-off switch.
Right.
Well, there you go. Infinity's decided they'll do the driving for us. Guys, go ahead. Have a great show. Be funny. Be entertaining. Oh, yeah. Don't do any of the stuff that you've been doing for the last 12 years.
Right. Okay.
Do all that other stuff. Do that stuff where you talk about celebrities, but don't talk about what it might be like to have sex with that celebrity.
Right. You'll be fired if you don't follow the rules that don't exist.
Yeah.
Sign here.
Keep it squeaky clean.
Right.
You know, for the last time, without a document from Infinity Broadcasting that says what's obscene and what's okay, we are left with nothing but the shades of gray to deal with.
And, you know, warning also.
Yeah, they've already told us, hey, listen, guys, we almost fired your ass last week.
Mm-hmm.
If you do anything this time, you're fired.
One strike.
That's it. You're fired. Because we're like the worst offenders in the world. That 100 years from now, they're going to look in the history books, and it's going to be my picture and your picture. It's the two guys who ruined everything. These are the guys that did it. Right here. These are the guys. But don't worry about it, because Infinity stepped in and took care of it. They said, make it PG.
Well, and also the thing is, it's not just directed at you and I. It's directed at the people that have their fingers on the button. So even if you and I might think that something's okay, that, you know, if you are listening to this show and suddenly you hear a break in content, that will mean that someone somewhere along the chain
scared
felt
their job.
Yes, you know, because it really, and I think in fairness, we can talk about ourselves, but we have to talk about everybody else that's and these, you know, these people that really aren't qualified.
The nomads?
No, I'm kidding. That's a joke.
The homeless people that are upstairs sitting on the dump button right now. Hi, Travis. I'm just saying hi to our guy up there.
Hi, Travis.
You know, I called Alan about 2 today, and I said, because, you know, before we come on for an hour, they run a best of,
right?
And they were running a segment where we were discussing bathroom habits.
I heard it.
And I walked into the room, and I said to Travis, I said, how you doing? He said, I've had to hit the dump button 18 times, and Joe's had to hit it like 28 times.
Wow.
Why are we running it?
There's good radio.
Why are you running it? And nice advanced planning.
Yeah, why are you running it? You know, let's be honest.
It was the right length.
Let's be honest. Yeah, fit the hole.
No, here comes trouble.
Hi, Joe.
I just had a conversation.
Fathers expect more from a kid named Joe.
And he asked me
Who asked you?
Cameron came in and asked me how the content that I chose, how it turned out the way it was. And I said simply all the title was Mike Goes to the Bathroom at Neiman Marcus.
Yes,
so Cameron suggested
I guess anything excretory, that would be the one that I would pick, Joe.
Cameron suggests that we have to listen to the 2 o'clock hour, pre-listen to it before we play it.
Because the rules have changed so much now, mm-hmm, that something that we did on the show a month ago would not be acceptable in today's
class.
Why don't we just pick 2 segments that are absolutely squeaky clean and play them every day?
Hi, I'm Cameron Gray, Operations Director. Don't blame me.
I'm not blaming you, Cameron, but, I mean,
Joe,
the stuff that you guys have done in the past, we can't even play anymore.
All right, thanks, Joe. There you go. Well, that's why
I can understand why you picked that segment, though, after reading that memo.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'll defend when defending's necessary.
I get what you said.
I don't understand why I picked the segment Mike Goes to the Bathroom at Neiman Marcus.
Fathers expect more from a kid named Joe.
Was that in the memo?
He's my man.
So, as I was saying before, I feel completely confident.
Stand by.
That nothing will get on the air that's going to cause us any
stand by for action
chance of getting fired.
It's the Ballroom Blitz. We'll be right back.
Is the Don and Mike Show. WJM. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Why don't we let Jeff Greenfield have a go at it first?
No, let me have a go at it.
Go ahead, Dave.
I wish to say that we all look forward with great pleasure to 4 years of wonderful, inspiring speeches, full of wit, poetry, music, love, and affection. tons more goddamn nonsense. The other is that...
You can't say that on the air, Mr. Frank.
Well, I'm not on the air. I was amused to have to read that Ross...
David, just let me just go in the shit. We are on the air.
The Don and Mike Show.
Nothing happened to him.
Shut up,
fat
ass.
Well,
he's Don and Mike.
What was that?
He died.
Well, not because he said that. He died because he was so old.
He died of old age.
Yeah. He was so absolutely old. Don and Mike Show. Hello. I know that we normally don't take the calls except during a phone scan, but
right.
Obviously everybody is calling us now, calling our PG-rated show. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Gentlemen, where is your sense of decency?
Have you no sense of decency?
Have you none?
Hey, yeah. Why is it okay for ABC to play
Don't
Giants private?
Don't even ask.
Without it being edited,
sir, don't even ask. Just last week on NYPD Blue,
mm-hmm.
They used the same word that I used, didn't mean to,
right.
But they used it and had the shot of I can't even say what they had the shot of, but it was a shot of something some people would think is beautiful, something some people would think is ugly.
But they put a disclaimer beforehand. Why can't you guys put in a disclaimer?
That's a thought, too. And I've actually thought of that. That might be a thought.
Like it's our choice.
Yeah.
Well, then call up Commandant Powell's office there. And ask him permission first.
No, you call Commandant Powell. Are you talking about the guy at the FCC, the guy that you know so well?
Yes.
Yeah, why don't you call him up?
And you know what? Importantly, even with that guy, you're talking about the congressmen that are putting the heat on.
Right.
This is coming from Congress.
Hey, this is something you guys can help with.
Yep.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. And not for us, but for the next generation of Don and Mike.
No, for us, Don.
Don and Mike.
Hello.
This is Jack. And I thought that we need to, people in America are so damned apathetic about everything, but if we, the listeners, and there's 5 million of us, or whatever that number changes daily, we need on the
board. To 4 million now that we're PG.
Well, and we need to, let Infinity know. And here's the other question. They loved your ratings. They loved the money that you generated. Now, when the ratings fall, is that going to be your fault?
Noah, and I point blank asked our boss that had our agent ask our boss that question.
Right.
They cannot fire us for having bad ratings. Now, having said that, we're not going to do a show that we want.
We want everybody to still listen to the show.
I don't want to not have a great show. I'm not going to come in and not do the best that we possibly can.
You knock out a little material from what we do, that doesn't mean we're necessarily going to have an unlistenable show.
But you do take away some of this material, and you're saying goodbye to some of your audience. Let's mm-hmm. be honest.
May I ask this question?
And they are willing to live with that.
Absolutely.
Because I point blank said that to Alan today. If we do this, we are PG, and we're the best PG we can be, our share is not going to be as high as it's been before. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, if that's the way it is, that's the way it is.
That's it.
So. Okay, may I ask another question, please?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, while you were on your trip down to Daytona...
Oh, that would be the unpaid suspension?
Exactly.
Yes.
And I was listening to... You forced me to listen to an AM station with a former basketball coach on it.
Yeah.
And James Brown, the running back, they were talking about this Maurice Clett, and he actually said the word...
Listen, there's going to be lots of times you hear the word was said by somebody else.
And they said...
All that matters... is that it was said on this show.
Yeah, I mean, you can call all day and say, I heard this on another station. I heard this on this station. I heard this on your radio station. The bottom line is we are dealing with what we have to deal with. And until further notice, that's the rule that we have to live by. Even though it's a gray area and it's open to interpretation, we have to do what we can to adhere to what they want us to do.
Do you see what this is doing to me right now?
Mm-hmm.
I so want to say something about gray area.
I know.
And about HOV, has no one fought that?
Don and Mike, hello. I wonder what B. Arthur is doing now. Hello?
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, it's George. Tell Donald Rumsfeld the terrorists have won. We now have the Taliban in power.
All right. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don, Mike, buddies.
Hey.
Listen, gentlemen, I'm very sorry, first of all, that you guys have to go through this crap as well. I understand you guys got to feed your family and everything else, but listen, long-time listener, these guys are driving me crazy.
Well, you should... Listen,
You tell me, Don, who I need to write to.
Let me see.
Now,
here's what works better as a phone call.
I would say if you're concerned about You know, one of the things that, when we both listened to that hearing on Capitol Hill, you heard a lot about how much that they got more email and more phone calls about this Janet Jackson thing than they've ever gotten before. Well, I think it's important to, you know, for everybody to express to their representatives
how they feel. I'm in a union, buddy.
Just have your friends call the genius on our end here. Alan Lindwand is his name.
We will do that, Don. I'm going to start calling Alan's number right now.
That won't
right.
Be good.
Thank you.
Good.
That'll do no good whatsoever.
Goodbye. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, Radio Peacemakers.
Hi there.
How you doing, guys?
All right.
Well, I shouldn't even ask that question. Listen, this is real easy. I put some serious thought into this now.
Yeah.
3 to 4 is story time hour for all the kids getting off school.
Right.
4 to 5, complete radio silence, because they need to sleep, of course.
Nap time.
Exactly, bud. 5 to 6 is, I don't know, pure jazz hour, and 6 to 7.
No, we can do a radio play from 5 to 6.
Oh,
no.
There you go.
No. We did. We used to
Ball
do a
Shadow Knows.
No, we used to do a play every year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did It's a Wonderful Life, and it's stunk.
That stink.
We redeemed ourselves with As the World Ahearns, though. That was some chilling theater.
That wasn't any better.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
I never said that till right now.
Hello. How are you?
I got to say you're wrong. That was killer. I love As the World Ahearns. Hello.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hey.
Hey, I got a couple of things for you. First of all, you're going to change to the Cox Radio Network. That's number one. And number two...
Oh, Pax, like the family channel.
Yeah. Pax, okay, I got you.
And then you're going to get Chris Core to come work at your station.
You know, everybody, listen, you're going to make the jokes, but after this segment, after we take these calls here,
uh-huh.
We're going on with the regular show, back and it's just going to be PG-13.
Yeah, beautiful. Guys, I'd rather listen to Dead Air if it happened to happen on your show than any other show or any other network.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Very kind of you.
Lights are Dead Air.
Thank you. And don't forget, Mike does have to sing outside O Canada for an entire break, and I think it might be the next break.
Well, here's the deal. Just don't torture me with it, all right?
Just hand it down, Mike. Who gave you this bulletin?
This came from upstairs via Joe.
Just handed down as the standards continue to tumble.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot call someone a body part, i.e., you cannot call someone a...
The word that you mentioned. It's simple, a body part.
A D or an A, I guess.
Right.
Or anything else.
You can't call them a D.
Mm-hmm. Right. An A.
You can't call them a P. Mm-hmm. P-R-I-C.
Right.
We can no longer call somebody... Well, now, but according to what I'm hearing right here, or reading in here, that word is no longer, I couldn't call you that, or you couldn't call me that.
Okay, off the table.
And thanks again for bringing this down as we're on the air.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing down these rules as we're on the
Amazing.
Air.
Amazing,
yeah. I'm sure those will continue to tumble in.
You know, we specifically said, how about getting us together with the lawyers before you throw us to the lions.
Right.
Oh, no, can't be done. Too busy. Lawyers are too busy.
Busy, busy, busy.
You
pretty,
guys...
pretty crazy stuff right now.
Just handed down. Jesus.
Hi, this is Wolfram Juretze.
Hi, Wolfram.
From Germany.
Hi.
Never forget.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Correct. Oh, boy. You cannot call someone a body part.
Mm.
God.
What if you say, you body part?
Hey.
Sorry, Rob.
Hey, you pancreas. Come on. Don't make it this hard for us. Jesus Christ. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Patrick.
Don and Mike.
Hey,
how are you?
Hey, Patrick, how are you doing?
Hello, my friend.
How am I doing? I'm extremely distressed. Let me tell you, I'm 39 years old, male, right smack dab in the middle of your demographic that this show is aimed at.
Are you hetero?
Yeah, I'm very hetero.
Okay. Are you?
Well, that takes care of that. You really know who we're targeting.
Are you?
My bad.
What is the Ryan Seacrest? He's not. What is
metrosexual?
Metrosexual.
Yeah. But let's be honest. I mean, it's it was a secret edict that we never talked about. But the Don and Mike Show is really directed at today's young gay man.
Hi, welcome to
anyway.
The show.
Yes. Anyway.
Anyway,
whatnot.
Full-time job, regular guy here in Sacramento.
Right.
And I
got
to tell you,
whatnot.
I think I speak for the vast majority of people
whatnot.
Who listen to this show.
Whatnot.
I don't want to live in a child-proofed world.
All right, listen, Whatnot, that's wonderful. You finally got to that thought. It's too bad it took you that long to get there, but your thought is absolutely right.
Yes, you're dead on. We agree, and I think a lot of people feel the same way.
Yeah, and I've got a message from Mel Karmazin and CBS.
No,
probably not a good idea.
You have to stop that, because we're going to have a chance, I think, to have a message from him soon.
Yeah, I think so.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike?
Yeah, turn down your radio, please.
The radio is now...
For the love of Christ, who's starring in a movie made by Mel Gibson.
Mm-hmm.
The retirement of Howard Dean from politics and these restrictions coming at about the same time. I see a conspiracy.
Get out of here.
Conspiracy. You can find conspiracies anywhere.
Don and Mike. Hello.
We had a good conspiracy on the show yesterday.
Oh,
with our Can You Get to 10? Yeah.
Right.
And that's always great.
Hello?
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yes, we are. Hi.
Listen, guys, I'm going to pay you a compliment here. I think you guys are hilarious. You're funny to no end, and I don't think this is going to affect you. Seriously, you guys are just funny. That's it. You're funny no matter what.
You don't have to worry about it. It's very nice of you to say.
I appreciate it, but we like work. We like working dirty, and we like working dirty not because it's easy. Sometimes it's harder to work dirty, especially with these, at least the way it used to be.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But, yeah.
Let's face it. It's funny. Dirty stuff is funny.
Right.
You know,
body parts are funny, and body sounds are funny.
Yeah, you know, it's like you got the... The Jay Leno version of a comedian's act, and you got the version you get if you go down to the improv.
Hello, right. Don and Mike show.
Don.
And sad to say, right now, in our eyes, Jay Leno's like a shock jock. Because he gets away with so much on his show.
Well, sure.
Hello.
Don.
Yes, and Mike. Hi.
Can you, Mike, how about the diarrhea soundtrack?
No, nope.
Gone. I got to hear that.
Nope. Gone. They're gone. I'm telling you. They are gone.
That's the only thing that got me through this bout of the flu.
They are gone.
I couldn't even make it to the toilet, so I used a 5-gallon bucket.
Okay, all right. There you go.
Now, even when you say that, this is why we had to be honest and tell you guys what was happening.
Yeah, we wanted you to know it, too. Because you know what? It's on you, too.
Yeah.
I mean, really, be honest. I mean, you can call and say whatever you want, but it's not going to see the light of air, unfortunately.
Hello. And we're not going to be the ones hitting the button on that.
Right.
Like, if someone was to call and said they're throwing up in a pail, I don't think that's obscene.
I don't either.
But someone on the third floor might.
It might very well be.
And for God's sakes, what if someone out there listening is offended by it? Take it off the air now! Take it off the air! Why don't they just sign off all the radio stations? Really, why don't they just fire all of us and play records?
Right.
And do like, you know, it's always 95 and sunny.
Well, you know what? You've given them that suggestion, and I'm sure that's been discussed.
Hello.
I'm serious.
Yeah, I know.
Don and Mike show.
You bet that's been discussed. If any of you guys don't hear it, and I'm talking to everybody in this room, if you don't think that's probably happened,
you're naive, baby.
I'm sure it has.
Ain't gonna happen.
Don and Mike.
Hello.
Yeah, come upstairs to Canada, fight the CRTC.
Whatever, thank you, my friend.
Hey, it would be better. They're easier to fight. We got a stupid government here. We can watch The Sopranos at 10 o'clock at night.
Oh, you're saying...
Uncut, full frontal nudity.
Oh, he's Canada.
Oh, you're saying we should come to Canada.
Sure, why not?
No, never.
Why not?
Never. I'd rather be out of work. I'm an American first, Mike. Always an American first.
Oh, come on now. It's just north of the border.
Hello, Don.
Not in America anymore.
Don and Mike.
Radio guys, welcome back, I think.
Right. Hi there.
Hey, any chance you guys might be able to burn some of those best ofs onto a CD? Because who would have ever thought best ofs are the best ofs?
Wow.
No, that's an interesting point.
They're gone now. I guarantee
for
you
now.
That. They're good. Well, you know how this place works.
Yeah, time moves slowly here.
You know how this place works.
Time moves so slowly here.
Except every once in a while when something happens, like this, which has happened now, and then people move at rocket speed.
Oh, absolutely. Things happen very, very fast.
Absolutely. All right, that's it. I think we've covered it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a PG-rated show.
Mm-hmm.
Let's deal with it. Let's move on.
Amen.
If you're happy about this development.
Clap your hands.
The man's name is...
You're happy and you know it.
Alan Linewand.
Right, very good.
This house is so gone crazy.
There you go. So having said that, Mike, I'm ready for you to go outside and sing the national anthem for an entire segment of the show, the Canadian national anthem, as you bet yesterday. And this probably, incidentally, get used to it, folks, this is right up the company's alley, what we're doing right now. This is wacky and offensive to nobody. That we had a bet yesterday if Adam Sandler was Canadian or not.
I'll do my very best to make it non-offensive.
And yeah, there you go.
I'll do my very best to make it and highly entertaining. And I think I can sing this song.
You have the lyric sheet, and it's an entire segment of you outside.
Will I have any reverb?
In front of the window.
Yeah, we can give
reverb. I'd like reverb. I'd like reverb on my microphone outside.
You got it.
Oh, no, I'm not going to do it yet.
Yeah, yeah, wait, save it up. Mm-hmm. Save it up.
Yeah.
Here on the PG Rated Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Hope nobody was offended by anything that you heard during that last segment.
Hope not.
Oh, and if you were, gosh, we sure are sorry.
Hey, don't worry, don't need to apologize. If they were, we'll find out about it.
That's right. Someone will call.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone will call.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll send out a memo.
And then we'll pack.
Every single one of you shares the responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Zero tolerance policy.
Mm-hmm.
Rooney!
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 This is... Is it Norm Peterson?
Norm Peterson.
Norm Peterson.
This is Norm Peterson. You're right, Buster. Well, we've had a bit of bad luck on the Don and Mike Show today.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Is the Don and Mike Show.
Like two pornographic Imagineers, Don and Mike.
Right, right.
Country music sucks. All it does is take precious airspace away from shock DJs whose cruelty and profanity amuse us all.
Shut up, boy.
Right, shut up, boy.
Really sounds different today.
Yeah.
Sure does.
Doesn't it?
Sure does.
Really does.
You're different today.
Yeah.
You are different today.
I'm different in what way?
No, you're different just in the way with me.
Oh, really?
Just in our thing, because I know you... We both had the pucker factor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I had it yesterday, too. But today it's a combined that and a tremendous amount of, like, under-the-surface anger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Not really directed at you, though.
I know. Yeah. I know, pal. Buddy.
But it's there. Time for me to go outside.
would you mind?
No, not at all.
Would you mind? Thank you.
My pleasure.
Mike, yesterday on the show, Mike said that Adam Sandler was from Canada.
That was his bet.
We made one of our crazy PG-rated bets. And Mike's going to go outside now and sing the national anthem.
I said he was from Canada. My bad.
You're crazy. Mike, you're nuts. You're crazy.
Actually, from Brooklyn.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Bye, see you. Bye-bye.
Very nice outside.
He's not holding up well.
No, who among us is?
Me. Because I just want to
say effort. I know.
You look and go. You heard that. Oh, he just walked by the window and said he heard that.
Turned a little green.
He put his shades on.
He put his sunglasses on. He comes up where? BTS 2?
Okay. BTS 2, and you can ride his reverb
Mike,
right there.
Mike requested reverb for his singing of O Canada.
That's
outside.
Fair. It'll make it sound better. I've got the microphone now.
Hi, Mike. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm coming over to you.
Let me see. Where are you?
I'm coming over to you. Hold on. I've got the microphone in my hand.
You're by the blinds that don't work. Now there you are. Hey, buddy, hold on. Hey,
where are you?
Hold on. Right here.
Oh, there you are.
Come
all
back.
Right.
Come back the other way.
Oh, okay.
You see Rob in front of the blinds there?
Yep, I do.
There you go. You got a nice shot of Rob's belly?
Look at that belly. Isn't that a cute little belly he's got?
All right, well,
I can't see you that well, though.
The song is
which would indicate you're going to do something to me if I can't see you at all.
No, I'm not.
Hold on, let me come right up to the window.
The song
like
is
some of those scary listeners we've had.
The song is O Canada. Hi,
there you
Mike.
Go.
Hi, pal. Hi, buddy.
Hi there.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
Go.
O Canada, a home and native land.
That's great.
True patriot love in all thy sons command.
See, now the triple B, when they continue to do it.
We see
while I'm talking.
The truth.
Let me give this reverb back.
Strong and free. Far and wide. Oh, Canada.
Thank you.
We stand on God for thee. God keep our land. Glorious. Oh, Canada.
stand on guard for thee.
Now continue, please.
Oh, Canada.
And as Mike continues that.
Oh, man, native land.
Someone's waving a Canadian flag out front.
I see there's some guy that is out there with a Canadian flag. That's nice, because that might be where we end up working next. God, that would kill me to live in Canada.
It's very much like America.
I know, but it's not the real thing, Buzz.
From far. Hi. Oh, hi, oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee. God keep our land glorious and free.
I'll give you for the First Amendment.
Oh.
Oh. Honk if you're against censorship.
Oh, Canada, we stand on guard.
I want to say hi to all the soccer moms listening to our PG-rated show.
Oh, Canada.
Gosh darn it, it's a great day.
We stand on guard for thee. Oh, Canada. Our home and land, true patriot love, in all thy sons come and can I come in yet?
No, Mike, you gotta stay outside for a whole segment.
We see thee rise, thus true north strong and free.
Could you stand closer to the road?
From far and wide, O Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
That's what I want to see. There you are.
Keep our land.
He's on the side of the road singing to people
glorious
as they drive by.
Glorious and free.
He always commits.
Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
They don't seem to be paying much attention to motorists.
We stand on guard.
Congratulations. This is Max Baer Jr., Jethro Bodine from Beverly Hillbillies, and you just won the CBS Celebrity Burp Contest.
Oh, Canada, our home and native land. I hate this.
What?
True patriot lover.
You're the one that thought Adam Sandler was from Canada.
I know a couple of friends.
Oh, really?
I thought he was from Canada. In all thy sons come.
What?
Oh, man. I like the people that don't look
you
at
Canadian
me when I'm doing this.
What?
Hi. With glowing hearts we see thee rise, the true north strong and free. Oh, from far and wide. Hi. Oh, Canada. God for thee, God keep our land glorious and free.
Michael.
There's a guy screaming obscenities out at me right now. It's
Bacardi Limon.
Oh, Canada, we God for That was funny, sir.
What did the guy do?
He was, well, you couldn't hear it on the air. I could hear it out here. Just hurling obscenities like you wouldn't believe.
Wow.
It was pretty funny. But that's, I don't have time to talk to you right now.
I know you don't.
Oh, Canada.
Shut up.
Oh, man.
Michael Miller.
True patriot love.
Are there times when you have to have fresh breath?
Thy sons come, man, with glowing hearts. We see thee rise, the true north strong and free. Far and wide, O Canada, we stand on guard for thee. Oh,
click.
God, excuse me. God, keep our land. Thank you.
Keep going.
Glorious and free.
Come up with, I believe, a new way to
Canada,
throw you off.
Oh, we stand on guard for thee. Oh, Canada.
Right on!
Right
for thee.
Are you ready? Keep going.
Oh, Canada. Native land. True faith.
escape through the... I can't sing without playing.
What was that?
In all the sunshine.
Hi, everybody. AJ right at Donna Mike Show.
How are you?
Come on, sing.
And he runs a Yankee. Okay. That's as close as I've come to saying a profanity out here. All right. From far and wide,
right,
oh Canada, we stand on guard for thee. God keep our land. I like it better when you play stuff in the background. Glorious and free. Oh, Canada. We stand.
Hey!
This is Amos Moses.
PG-13.
This was a Cajun.
Mike, well, I'm waiting to hear some people, some of these fabulous Paige greetings out here tonight.
I'm waiting to hear the old Canada song.
Oh, Canada, our home and native land. True patriot love in all thy sons command with glowing hearts. Hi, ma'am. How are you?
You were ignoring me and it made me feel bad.
Keep singing, please.
With glowing hearts. Really rise, the true God has free from far. God has for thee, God keep our land glorious and free. Oh Canada, we stand on guard for thee. Oh Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
Wow.
All right, well, keep going.
Oh, Canada.
This is Michael Hoffman, and you're listening to Jew to Jew.
Our home and native land, true patriot love, in all our sons command. With glowing hearts we see the rise.
I can't do it when you do that.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
The true north, strong and free. It's better with the sound effect.
Mike, keep singing.
I'm in a holiday mood today. From far and wide.
Happy holidays.
From far and wide. Happy holidays.
No, yeah, negative.
I'll do a little medley out here.
Negative.
Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee. Hi, how are you? Our true patriot love in all thy sons command. Hey, Buzz, get it to me in French. I'm trying to sing it in French.
I'll try.
With glowing hearts we see thee rise, the true north strong and free. From far and wide, oh Canada, we stand on guard for thee. God keep our land glorious and free. Oh, Canada, we stand.
Used to good friends.
Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
Let it be, Lord, well.
Huh? Still waiting on you. Keep going.
Oh, Canada.
Keep going.
True patriot love.
I love duets.
In all the sun's command, with glowing hearts, we see thee rise. The spirit strong and free, from far and wide. Oh dear, I hope that didn't get through. Oh, Canada, we stand and guard for thee. God keep our land glorious and free.
Nobody! Oh. Who is here? Nobody!
Keep singing, Mike.
Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
Oh,
glorious swine in the world.
No. Back to old Canada.
All right, I'm going
to
do the front. Buzz is bringing the... Hi, thank you, sir. Buzz is bringing the French version to me now. Oh, Canada, terre de nos déus, ton front est saint, de plus glorieux,
I can't read French.
Et ton de la croix.
pearly white. Just a jackknife.
I don't want the medley to go on here. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee. From far and wide, oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee. Our land. Oh, this is painful. I'm losing my voice.
Good.
Glory all set free.
I mean, not good about that, but the good is painful.
Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
Good evening, gentle person.
Mike?
I was just taking a break.
No, come on.
Oh, Canada, our home and native land. True patriot love in all thy sons command. With glowing hearts we see thee rise, the true north strong and free. From far and wide, oh, Canada, we stand on high. Set free. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard.
Hey! What are you trying to do? You ruined my record, man. I just bought it.
We stand on guard for thee.
Oh, dear.
Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
I believe.
John?
Oh,
John?
John!
Yeah, I believe we're done.
Oh. Yes! Thank you all.
Good
Thank you all
job.
Very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Excellent.
I'm coming inside now.
Come on back in.
Thank you.
Hope he doesn't
Thank you for going easy on me. I'll remember that in future bets.
So the people were out there yelling obscenities. How dare they? Don't they know this is a PG show?
I don't know what's wrong with them.
Well, I am of a mind to complain. Now, who can I call to complain about that?
I don't know.
That someone yelled something at Mike.
It was arguably offensive.
And there's a young man out there. I know with our new PG rating, I shouldn't say this.
Uh-huh.
He looks to me like he might be held back in school a few years.
I see.
There's a young boy out there. Back in the old days, mm-hmm. in the good old days of the Don and Mike show, I might have called him a tard.
Yeah.
He kind of looks that way out there.
But that's arguably offensive.
It is. There's Mike. Hi, Mike. Mike, did you notice the young...
Made me stay out there later.
Did you notice the young man out there in the white T-shirt who appeared to be left behind a couple of years in school?
There were a few challenged individuals out there, and I want to thank all the people hurling obscenities from the car lanes out there.
Helpful.
It was delightful. Well, I get the joke. I understand the joke. That's actually rough, you know, on the voice. Yeah. I feel for Celine Dion now, you more than I ever have. Before.
Recovered from a respiratory thing.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, yeah, that's what
so
that was.
You paid
you know, the very first one, I gave it my all. I committed, and then immediately.
And I gave you a reverb. I made you the star that you are.
And as soon as the first one was over, I had no desire to sing it anymore. And that's when, I suppose you enjoyed it the most, because that's when you knew it was the real torture.
Yeah, right.
But it was, I enjoyed it.
Because I know you think you're a good singer, and you are a good singer.
Yeah.
You go out there the opportunity to sing.
Yeah, I was a good singer for the first line, and then every other minute of it was gone after that. But thanks to all the fine people that came by with greetings, Don.
And the good news is,
AJ,
three segments down, and no complaints yet.
There you go.
As far as I can tell.
Isn't that great? Maybe I can sing outside every day. I'll make a silly bet that I know I'm going to lose every day.
I would have zero tolerance for that. I think you probably would, too.
I think I would, yeah.
We'll break right here.
All right. Right here, right now.
Right here with more PG-rated fun coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show. WKRK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
And you can get news, weather, and the latest news and weather on Fox 5 News at noon. And we'll see you again tomorrow. Do drive safely.
All right. We're going to victory circle. I can't get it.
I could only play one part there.
Yeah!
It's so funny to play another one.
The Don and Mike Show.
That gravy dog, the Don and Mike Show.
Whatever. Whatever. What freaking ever. We have a guest coming up, the Jewish Elvis.
Ah, wonderful.
And that was booked pre-PG, or PG-13, whatever the show's rated.
Right, PG-9. Well, yeah.
Just PG.
Just PG.
And his name is that Elvis, is Schmelvis?
Schmelvis.
Schmelvis. Schmelvis, that's
his
name.
Is it got
thing.
The sound or the sm? Is it Schmelvis or Schmelvis?
It's Schmelvis.
Schmelvis.
S-E-H-M-E-L-V-I-S.
Like Elvis Schmelvis.
And what's so nice is he is from Canada.
Ah!
Has become full cycle.
So wonderful.
He'll be on in a couple seconds. We've not taken calls, but not a phone scan. We'll do that.
Right.
Okay, before we get to the stuff that I got, like, from the web pages, Dale Earnhardt, hold on a second. You know, I
Junior,
to,
senior.
The dead one.
The guy we have the statue of.
God's driver.
Correct. Dale Earnhardt, here's the deal. I went to Daytona, loved it. When I was down there, I discovered there was a side to Dale Earnhardt Sr., number 3, that is very much like Elvis.
Oh, really?
And as it turns out, yesterday was the anniversary of the day that he died. Or it was the day that they honor him. And if you go to DaleEarnhardt.com, as I did when I was looking on the web for other stuff, you see, you can remember, it's very Elvis-like. A candlelight tribute was held.
When you say it's Elvis-like, it's because of the memorabilia and stuff like that?
Yeah, that's where I'm getting to with this. That if you go to DaleEarnhardt.com, it says, Dale Earnhardt silent candlelight tribute. And even if you can't be down there in Florida, light a candle and put it out on your front porch for Dale. And then, of course, you could buy the 2004 tribute candle.
Well, let's
handcrafted at Dale Earnhardt Incorporated. This aluminum cylinder candle holder is engraved with the Dale Earnhardt logo, the well-known signature of Dale, in addition to the date and year of the tribute. As the exclusive Dale Earnhardt tribute candle will be in honor of 218, it's sure to become a collector's item. And, of course, this is all through his estate. So it's just like
the Elvis. It is just like Elvis.
It's just like the Elvis thing that when I was
down. You were down there, did you get a feel that he had the same popularity as Elvis?
Well, even up here, up north, right, when you drive around, you still see guys with 3 on the back of their cars.
But I'm thinking like when you were right down in the belly of the beast.
Yeah, there was. It was bordering, now that I think about it, bordering on the Elvis type of. You know, I did hear this a lot and saw the T-shirts a lot. They still, God needed a driver.
Well, I guess it would be like if Lisa Marie had been Elvis Jr. and gone out and had a sellout concert right after that.
So anyway,
that's what Dale Jr.'s like.
Just spotted that because I'm still nutty about Daytona.
Wow.
I told you that I thought American Idol was a setup.
You thought it was fixed that they brought in the bad people to, what, generate more interest?
Yeah, to have one episode where they could have some crazy stuff happen. Because the people that they had on Tuesday night, all 8 contestants were awful.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched the show last night, and here are some of the reports. I'll tell you that I don't think the best 2 won last night. But
I didn't watch it last night, so I don't know who won.
They all stunk. The winners were Camille.
Is she the big girl?
Yeah, and Matthew.
Is she the big red-haired girl with the big chest?
Don't remember.
Okay.
Don't remember.
I mean, she was really noticeable.
Randy Jackson had predicted that viewers would pick Camille and Lisa, who had given the best performances on Tuesday night, Paula Abdul, Simon Cowell. So anyway, here's where I'm telling you, this is WWE. This is organized.
It's all fixed.
I watched it last night, and now listen to how it's written up in the newspaper today. And the non-losers are, in a sea of awfulness, Camille Velasco and Matthew Rogers were voted least dreadful by American Idol viewers last night. Blah, blah, blah. Simon Cowell, who had spent most of Tuesday's telecast looking stricken, predicted that Camille would go forward, but he refused to pick a second contestant because he said, I don't care. Then Ryan Seacrest, see, this is where, as I was watching this last night, I'm thinking...
You think it's all orchestrated?
Scripted, because Ryan Seacrest then says, oh, Simon, let me point out that you have some responsibility here for all of these bad performances we've seen, because all of these contestants we're seeing on TV now were handpicked by you guys, the 3 judges. And then Simon Cowell says, back to Ryan Seacrest, we had thousands of hosts apply, yet we have you. And then Ryan Seacrest won the skirmish when he told Idol's millions of viewers, I think with the amount of money we are paying Simon, you should start to care.
I'm telling you.
Wow.
I told you, it's jive. It's, I'll say it.
Yeah, and I mean,
BS.
And Ryan has been told by Simon, you know, take the gloves off and say anything you want to me.
Right. You know, I'm telling you, they got together and they said, we got to have one that's really bad. Let's have the one that's bad. We'll get two out of them, out of the eight that are
bad. I also think they told Randy this year, this season, to be more hostile.
And it's a good chance to have some interplay between Simon and Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, right.
Like Ryan Seacrest would
be the evil Dark Knight and the pretty boy.
That's right. And Luke's
little Lord Fauntleroy.
It's wrestling, and next week Seacrest shirtless.
Now here's a story from the Spiewak news service.
Okay,
I got an alert on my computer today when there's Rob Spiewak news. You know, Mel Gibson's got this movie out.
Yes,
right. About Jesus.
Yeah, I know what this is.
Jesus.
I know what this is.
His dad.
Yeah.
His dad, Mel Gibson's dad.
What is the dad's, the father's name? He's got a weird name.
Hutton.
Hutton.
As
Gibson.
As in E.F. Hutton.
Right.
Hutton Gibson, age 85, said that Jews fabricated the Holocaust and Jews were conspiring to take over the world. They've attacked the Catholic Church so strongly to ultimately take control by their doctrine. He also said, Mel Gibson's dad said, Alan Greenspan, the Federal Reserve guy, should be lynched, called for the government to be overthrown.
Wow.
I might be down with that one.
Yeah, that part.
Apparently, he's made outrageous statements before.
And the whole deal is because this movie, The Passion of Christ, is being labeled by certain groups as anti-Semitic.
Right.
Here now is some of the quotes that I was able to find from Mel Gibson's dad when he was on some radio show in
Hutton Gibson, New York.
Yeah, in upstate New York somewhere. Now he's talking about the Jews that had been killed by Hitler. Here's a quote. Mel Gibson's dad.
Right.
Quote, they claimed there were 6.2 million in Poland before the war, and they claimed after the war there were 200,000. Therefore, he must have killed 6 million of them. They simply got up and left. They were all over the Bronx and Brooklyn and Sydney, Australia and Los Angeles. He said the Germans did not have enough gas to cremate 6 million people.
Jesus.
That the concentration camps were work camps. It's all fiction, according to Mel Gibson's dad. Mel Gibson's got to be calling his dad today and say, Dad, what are you doing? You are killing me. I made all these bad movies with Danny Glover. I made the movie with Helen Hunt where I dressed up like a woman. You don't say anything. I make a movie about Christ. Now you got to come out and fail.
Now when
dad.
Sensitivities are at an all-time high about this subject.
We have a phrase in my family, which is, you want to help, don't help. It really sort of applies here.
Yeah. Well, his father's done this before, though. His father's has a track record.
And the only quote from Mel Gibson that I could find was someone, one of his spokespeople, what did it say? If it wasn't so sad, it would be funny.
Yeah. Well, is he alluding to the fact that maybe his dad's got little Alzheimer's or something?
He's saying his dad has got the Reagan thing, but I think this happened a long time. And anyway, all I know is the heading came from Rob, important, urgent mail, and it was labeled, The Truth Finally Comes Out.
Now, I have heard on both sides that certain groups go in and they don't find it that dangerous to Jews or anti-Semitic, and certain people say, well, it is. And,
well, the movie.
This can't help, though, by having the dad go, yeah, there's no such thing.
Basically, the dad's
saying, probably got the big, heavy Australian accent thinking, g'day, mate, there's no such thing.
And the dad is saying, in essence, there's no way it could have happened because the Germans didn't have enough gas to kill all those people.
But it wasn't the gas. Didn't he say it was something like to get rid of all the bodies?
Right.
The quote I read today was talking about it takes 20 minutes to burn up a body.
Right. Yeah, and that's why...
I mean, sick.
And that's why...
How
that's
does he
why,
know that?
That's
right.
Why, that's why...
Yeah,
so,
really, exactly. Yeah. How does he know that?
That's why so many of them, the Jews, weren't actually killed because they didn't have enough gas, and they all escaped to New York.
And they came to Sydney, Australia. I'm Hutton Gibson. Mike, I'm Mel's bigot daddy.
I know that you, like myself, even with all of the problems we've gone through, we've taken a moment every day out of the Rick Dees playbook to pray for Roy Horn.
Amen.
And those prayers are coming true.
Oh, good.
Roy Horn.
Is he coming home?
Mauled by a white tiger on October 3rd. He's getting close to his big tigers again in his brand new motorized wheelchair.
Hey, there you go. He made it.
His partner, Siegfried. So I guess they're out now, right? That's a shock that they're...
Well,
partners,
showbiz partner, Don.
You know what I mean? They're like lining up in San Francisco.
I refer to you as my partner today, and I always have to be careful with that because people think we're gay.
You don't have a license.
The chair allows Roy to leave his house when he's been staying at his Jungle Palace compound in Las Vegas, which just sounds so gay. Too.
Jungle Palace compound?
Here at the Jungle Palace. Apparently, Roy couldn't see his tigers before because he had to stick to his suite, which is set up like a hospital room.
Mm-hmm.
But now that he's got the little wheelchair,
he can tool around in the wheelchair, the rascal.
He can ride everywhere.
And see the tigers.
Regis,
don't get too close.
Have you seen the ad, the millionaire ads for the new Regis Philbin?
I have not. I was watching Regis and Kelly this morning, though.
There's a lot of hype. It's $10 million instead of $1 million.
How are you?
There are different, apparently crazy angles. You know how they had Regis coming out on the old Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And there would be like the camera would be sideways or something.
Well, there's one new factor that you got to factor in that's going to make the show bigger than ever.
What's that, Regis?
Nudity. Yeah.
And I understand they've been doing lots of sexual and excretory content.
It's going to be loaded with it. I'll be making jokes about all of the contestants, about their sex habits and their bathroom habits.
So it's super millionaire is the name, and they shoot up to 24 hours before the airtime, so I guess you can call in at the last second and maybe get on the show.
You're going to try again, Rob? You're going to try to get on the show this time around?
Yeah,
I would love to. They have new lifelines now.
Really?
One of them is called the Three Wise Men.
Oh, really?
Where they have
like guys that are there?
Yeah, but of course they're going to provide the experts, so
right,
it's going to suck.
Exactly.
Okay, so anyway, that's coming back Sunday.
And it's going to save ABC.
Yeah, and that's what his whole rap is. It's going to say, baby.
I'm going to save the network just like I did before.
Michael Jackson.
Who?
Whatever happened with that story that he owed the bank $70 million, and I think it was due, wasn't it due like...
It was due Tuesday.
2 days
and there's
ago?
Been absolutely no update. The last we heard from his people was he was going to try to get an extension on that $70 million loan from the Bank of America.
Okay, well, I think it's weird that we haven't heard about that, because now the news story is that... you remember when Michael Jackson flew from Las Vegas to California when he was originally getting...
Yeah, San Bernardino.
Right. Anyway, he's being sued by the travel agent who said he hasn't paid her the $18,000 that it took to fly from Las Vegas to Los Angeles.
Man, and then, is that one way?
What
if that was a round trip?
It's got to be a round trip.
It was round trip.
Less than an hour. They want $50,000 in damages. So
wow.
You know, the guy, why did he pay his bills for his planes? Maybe he is losing all of his money, but then the story that came out about him losing $70 million, owing $70 million, that came and that went.
Right.
Hello there.
Hi.
Bill, make sure you transfer the $18,000 for the plane.
Hi there.
Sham on. Bye.
He doesn't want to pay that charter bill because remember they had the hidden cameras on the plane, and so he's mad
you know
at
what?
The company.
I think that's fair.
You used to be a regular part of the show, Michael. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Have fun with your PG show. You can have your show at my house now.
We'll miss you.
Here you go. Here's what I think.
In the backyard.
Here's what they're looking for us to the story, the type of material that they'd like us to do on the show regularly.
And the material we're going to do.
Here you go, yeah. Mike, it's the crazy, wacky morning zoo type story. It's true.
Crazy morning zoo.
The headline is... Hundreds of coins found in man's belly.
Did you see the picture?
Yeah, I saw the picture.
Yeah, the picture was gross.
Yeah.
French doctors were taken aback when they discovered reason for the man's swollen belly. He had swallowed $650 worth of coins along with necklaces and needles.
A big stomach full of coins.
Gigantic. Doctors were in awe when they took an x-ray. The enormous mass in his stomach weighed 12 pounds. And then, as much as some bowling balls. Well, right. No kidding. Yeah. As much as
pretty amazing.
Some bowling balls. So he ate the stuff. He had a rare condition, a compulsion to eat things not normally consumed as food.
He never ate. He never ate all day long. All he would do was just play golden tea.
It's called pica.
Uh-huh.
P-I-C-A.
That's French for magpie, because they eat just about anything.
And
did you see, the thing that grossed me out was you saw the mass of coins in his stomach. And then around surrounding it, did you see all the needles?
Yeah, I mentioned that. So yeah, needles, because he has pica.
Pica.
He eats anything.
Well, Rob has pica.
I do.
Rob has pica if it's deep fried. It's got some kind of sugary powder on it. It's okay with Rob.
Donut pica.
Mike, I got something for you too.
Hold on, here you go.
Because I know that
you're really, really happy about A-Rod going to the Yankees.
Yeah, are you going to talk about the battle between the owners?
No, well, yeah, well, yeah, no, it's the back-and-forth thing. It's, you know, that Steinbrenner said the thing, and then the guy from the Red Sox said, let's wait until the season starts.
You know, my take on it is the owner, John Henry of the Red Sox, John Henry had a hammer, criticized George Steinbrenner, and Clay Henry.
Subway commercial, Clay Henry.
and he criticized George Steinbrenner, and my feeling is he should have just shut up. Because if he shuts up, if you're going to go lowbrow, Steinbrenner wrote the book on lowbrow. So he's going to come back, and then he came back and said, you blew it. That's what he did.
So he's the guy, and your Red Sox, let me see. You know, here's the thing. The Red Sox, while they're bitching about the fact that the Yankees, this is what I don't get. The Red Sox are complaining. It seems to me if the Red Sox would have offered him all this money, he would have gone to the Red Sox, right? Because it's about money.
Yet, I agree with you.
Yet the Red Sox, I actually looked up. The Red Sox salary, dig this. It's not like the Red Sox don't play any of their players. And I don't know anything about baseball.
Red Sox are number two.
Tell me these. Right. These guys. I was surprised to know this.
I was, too. I actually read that today also.
Manny Ramirez, $20 million. Pedro Martinez, $20 million. Curt Schilling, $12 million. Nomar, $11 million. Then you get to the guys that I don't know. Byung-Young Kim.
Byung-Young Kim.
David Ortiz. These guys making $5
million. David Ortiz.
The Red Sox have you're right. The second highest payroll. So why didn't they just pay for the guy? Stop bitching about it.
Because, well,
excuse me. Stop complaining about it.
The thing is, the Red Sox have the second highest payroll, and they probably could have done this. And I think that you got to take a good, long, hard look at that. And I don't think it's time to whine about it. I think it's, and I feel, you know, after all the dust has settled on this, it's an old familiar feeling. You know, it's a familiar feeling that we got trumped again going into this, and so. I feel good. I think we should have shut up about it because we do have the second highest payroll, and I think we were $15 million away from getting A-Rod, and we could have probably done it, and we should shut up about it because it gives Steinbrenner a chance to come back with his quote, which was, you know, just really
sour
rubbing
grapes.
The guy's nose in.
And again,
you know? You
know what? I wish. See, this is the thing. They said to me, why do you want to tell you that your audience what's happening with the show, with the homogenization, the PG-13?
Right.
I saw some pictures of George Steinbrenner. I'd love to describe his... The look was constipation on the face of George Steinbrenner.
Right.
Where he's saying, you know, sour grapes or whatever he's saying.
He is the nastiest SOB. And, you know,
but I'm telling you, the sound effects would have worked great with the thought of George Steinbrenner mad on the telephone.
Yeah.
You know, saying, why can't we have, why can't...
Oh, there you go.
That's the one. We're allowed one. One a day, one a show, one an hour.
The thing about George Steinbrenner and why I feel good about this, I'm talking to a diehard Orioles fan last night, and I think most people want to see the Yankees lose, and I'm a Red Sox fan. I always want to see the Yankees lose,
sure.
So... I'm comfortable with that, and we'll see what happens. I'm still excited about the season, and I still hold to my prediction that they will win the division this year.
Wow.
Even with the A-Rod acquisition.
I want everybody.
I will not sing O Canada, though, out front.
Just for a second. Just stop, everybody. This might be controversial. Soccer moms, turn your radios down. Just think for a second about what George Steinbrenner looks like naked.
Oh.
Naked.
Oh.
First thing in the morning, when he wakes up to do what guys do.
Mm-hmm.
First thing in the morning.
Think about it.
Man,
oh, man.
There you go. That's a nice picture.
It's a tire commercial.
Think about that. Imagine laying...
He's so mean.
Imagine laying next to that.
I hate the fact that our guy, though, that the Red Sox guy came out and... You know, and did that because you're absolutely.
Let's wait
right.
Until the season starts. This is where we solve these things on the field, George.
I mean, but to come out and do that, you know, the one guy, the president who blew it probably for him, Larry Lucchino of the Red Sox, president of the Red Sox, came out and said, hey, we tip our hats to him. You know, they went out and they were aggressive, they went out and got him. But, you know, now he comes out and says, there ought to be a salary cap.
Of course.
I
mean,
I haven't read in the Boston papers, which I do every day, I didn't get a chance to read them today, what they're saying about this, but. I think they're gonna eviscerate the owner of the Red Sox for coming out and doing this because I think it makes him look bad.
Yeah,
because George always looks bad. George is always gonna say the thing. Well, you're a loser. You know that's what George is gonna say. And you know you can't combat that.
No.
You got to go out and win.
Second highest payroll equals second in the standings, right?
It did. You know I don't know if it was second highest last year. If they were second to the Yankees, but they finished number two to the Yankees.
That's all I got. You know, that would have been a lot better. The whole segment would have been better if we could have had fart sound effects.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now I'm thinking that every time we do the show, I'm going to be thinking, everything would have been better with a fart.
Well, I was thinking I could, you know, I could just look at the Steinbrenner quote and read it like he might sound if that condition was happening, you know.
What do you mean, if we could play the fart machine?
No, we understand that John Henry must be embarrassed, frustrated, disappointed by his failure in the transaction.
And just so anyone's not offended, it sounds like that perhaps George has an intestinal problem. I don't want anybody to be upset by this and complain to anybody. Because we're doing our best to do a real PG-13 show today.
Unlike the Yankees, he chose not to go the extra distance for his fans in Boston. It's understandable, but wrong.
Okay, stop. You guys have to stop it. Because I can't control myself.
Okay.
Okay? You know what I'm saying?
I understand.
I can't. It's right there.
Yeah.
And I can't stop it. They're going to have to take the farts away from me. If you don't want the farting on the show, you're going to have to take them out of the machine.
Won't they have to peel them out of your cold, dead hands?
On my cold, dead hands.
They're too close. If you've got the machine at home, it's button 26, 27, 28, 29, and 30.
You get the home version.
26 is the one that I made when we were doing a Golf USA commercial. 27 is the famous one from the gentle giant Canon Grace.
Right.
Number 28 is one of your big ones.
Mm-hmm.
Number 29 is just the quick one, and number 30 is the wet one.
I understand.
And now, sadly, look at them.
Those numbers are being retired.
They are looking at me and they're saying, please, please, push me. Touch me. I long to have your finger against me. Number 28 is saying, play me. Come on, play me. It's funny. Play me. Play me. No. I could play this all day.
Bacardi Limon. Oh, no, that's funny, too, though.
And that'd be funny with a fart after it.
That really was. That's a good ending to the set.
Got a break. I'll be back with the Jewish Elvis.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don't be offended. They censor us here.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I know. Persecuted.
WKFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did you spend any time with the guy? Could you get any sense of what this guy was about? Did you continue dating him?
Did you go out with him? I did get to go to Graceland for dinner.
What would you have at dinner?
Oh, chicken fried steak.
Wow.
He had a lot of it.
Yeah.
He had a big appetite.
Oh, yeah.
But there was one thing he wouldn't eat.
What was that?
Well.
God. Oh, my.
The Don and Mike Show. They have the best radio show on the radio, Don and Mike.
Right. It's time for Elvis.
Schmelvis.
It's always time for Elvis on this show. Elvis, Schmelvis.
Schmelvis. Hey, Elvis Presley.
So here's the deal. This guy is a Jewish Elvis impersonator, and he's in Canada.
And in Montreal.
Of course, he's on our PG-rated show.
Mm-hmm.
Here is Dan, who's also known as Schmelvis. Hello, Dan. How are you?
Is this an X-rated show?
This is a PG-rated show.
PG, Dan.
We have recently had our...
Right on. This is family-friendly, oriented kind of a show.
That's right. We're not happy about it, but it's true. For instance...
Aren't happy about it?
No.
Should always be happy.
I'm not happy today. I'm very sad today.
Are you always happy, Schmelvis?
No, listen. I try to be, you know. What I hear from my philosophy...
Yes, Schmelvis.
Yes, go ahead.
Is that if you know, there's no such thing as a bad day. Bad luck.
You should live 24 hours in my underpants. Try it in my Levi's.
I'll take a rain check on that. But
it's hard being us, Schmelvis.
Yeah, listen, there's no such thing as a bad day or bad luck.
They're taking away our First Amendment rights.
Yeah.
Just a blessing in disguise. You got to look at everything as a blessing in disguise.
Mm. So you are the Jewish Elvis impersonator. Are there more Jewish Elvis impersonators?
I think, you know what, there's another Schmelvis in England, but he's a little bit older than me, about 20 years older.
What makes your Schmelvis act better?
You know what, I don't know. I don't compete with him. I never seen his show, and I don't know. I just know that he emailed me once, and he said, hi, I'm the other Schmelvis, but I'm in the U.K., and I said, as long as you got that end covered, we're okay.
Now, do we have a tape? We have a tape, Rob, of this man performing.
Are you going to hear some of Schmelvis?
The Jewish Elvis impersonator.
I think that would be enjoyable.
Sure.
His website. I know you'd like a free plug. How much would you like a free plug?
How much would I like a free
plug? How much? Tell me.
How much is it? Tell me. Is it wholesale?
It's for you and me.
Tell me, can I take a dozen to go?
Schmelvis. Pelvis.com.
Lovely website name.
Huh? And now let's hear a little bit of Schmelvis
Schmelvis. Schmelvis, yeah, Schmelvis. For Schmelvis.
Maybe it's the recording.
Hey, dude, you don't sound like Elvis at all.
Well, a little bit. You know, there's I consider myself a tribute artist. By the way, I grew up on Elvis. Elvis is my icon. He's still the king. Just if you guys
hold on, let me just say this sounds nothing to me like a Gentile or Jewish.
No, I mean it's just it actually.
I sound like a Gentile Jew.
It sounds too high. It sounds like your voice is too high. Do you do any low voice?
Yeah, I do some. I do some lows.
Can we hear a little of that?
Sure.
Here's another cut.
Hold on. All right, let's listen.
This is from his website.
Schmelvis.
Jewish Elvis impersonator.
Well, since my Bobby left me.
I think we take the Jewish thing out of this.
Yeah.
You may be the worst Elvis impersonator I've ever heard.
Yeah, well, I'm not really. Listen, I have my own style. Let's just put it this way.
Well, now, hold on.
Doing Elvis, you're Elvis.
But listen to this. Hold on now.
I feel so holy.
Okay, now here's what I think. If somebody says to me it's a Jewish Elvis impersonator, I think. Well, since my baby left me,
I found it in a place to dwell.
but you, I'm listening to this now, you don't, I don't know
what.
It's
different. It's got a little bit of a different, it's different shtick. But I do instead of love me blunder, I do love me, I do love me blunder instead of love me tender. I sing to a blender. So I do have a little bit of shtick, you know.
Let me listen to you for a second. Let me hear you for a second. Hold on a second.
I found you place to dwell.
Are you really Jewish?
Yeah, it sure is.
I sure is?
Sure is.
How many days are there in Hanukkah?
How many? I believe last time I checked, I think there's 8.
8 days. All right. Well, that's a pretty easy one.
Spell it. Spell the word Hanukkah.
Hanukkah. Some people spell it with a C-H and some people spell it with a simple H.
Spell it any way you like.
H-A-N-N-A-K-U-A.
You're thinking he's scamming. No, Don. Yeah. I believe he's Jewish. I believe that he's got his own style.
Yeah. When is there's always
Yom Kippur.
When is Yom Kippur?
When is Yom Kippur?
Don't answer a question with a question.
That must be my Jewishness. I can't help it. Okay.
Hold on. I have a rabbi on the telephone. I am not kidding.
Very good. We're going to have our rabbi grill you as to whether you're really Jewish.
Doesn't think you're a Jew. Excellent. Rabbi Braun.
Rabbi.
Yes, hello.
Rabbi.
Yes.
Rabbi, this is Schmelvis. I mean, these guys want to know if I'm Jewish. Tell them about my bris. Okay? Just tell them about my bris.
Okay. Well, let me ask you.
All right, hold on. Shut up. Let the fake rabbi speak.
I'll tell you who
they are. Hey, I'm not a fake rabbi.
Oh, you're a real rabbi.
I'm a real rabbi.
All right, would you like to ask Schmelvis some questions, Rabbi?
Yes, okay. I'm just checking for the sake of the integrity of the show.
Sure.
Just checking.
All right, go ahead. Ask him any questions.
First of all, what is the Shema?
Shema?
Yes.
That's basically the first thing that we say after Modi Ani in the morning.
Excellent, excellent.
Is that all you need, Rabbi?
As he passed the Jew quiz?
One other quick question. What is the Hebrew word for a commandment?
A commandment?
Mitzvah. And how many of them are there?
613.
Oh, he's telling the truth.
He's Jewish. Thank you, Rabbi.
That's right.
Gentlemen.
Yes, Rabbi.
May I make a quick suggestion for the show?
Yes, Rabbi. Sure.
I just wanted to suggest that a good way, although I may not like it, for you to keep the show going in a forward momentum and to keep it clean will be to switch from a vulgarity format to an all-hate format. All-hate. I think Rob might actually
just from a rabbi.
From a rabbi. All right, thank you, Rabbi.
I like it.
Thank you,
Rabbi. Hey, Rabbi, hold on. I'm going to give you a prize.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, thank you.
Cool. And here's the best part. It's free.
It's free.
It's free.
Very good.
Oh, you're being bad now.
I know.
No, I'm not. I'm being good.
It's the new hate format.
Rabbi. Yeah, right.
Okay, we're watching you.
It's the,
I want to know, is that Rabbi Schmuckler? What's his name?
Schmuckler.
Braun, B-R-O-N.
Listen, Rabbi, you want an Apple iPod and a $10 gift certificate to the iTunes Music Store.
Cool.
You can download a free copy of iTunes today at iTunes.com. Thank you, Rabbi.
Well, the sisterhood will love it. Thank you.
Thank you,
Rabbi.
Hold on, Rabbi. Now back
I just like saying Rabbi as many times as we can.
Yeah. Back to Elvis Schmelvis.
Now that we have determined that he is simply a bad Elvis impersonator.
He is a Jew.
I'm a Jew.
He's just the worst Elvis.
I just want to set the record straight here, okay?
Yeah.
As far as Elvis songs are concerned, as far as Elvis is concerned, I just want you to know that I have the utmost respect for Elvis. I grew up on Elvis.
So do we.
I do my stuff.
Here's another question for our new census. Could I even ask this guy our Elvis trivia question? I don't
Elvis.
See why not.
Yeah, I think you could. Yeah, that's an autopsy question.
At the time of his death, what was the weight of Elvis's impacted colon?
That I don't know, but I do know.
Wait a minute.
Hey, Elvis Schmelvis, hold on a second.
But yeah, you have to at least guess.
You have to guess. At the time of his death, I'll give you a hint. Because you proved to me that you are Jewish,
mm-hmm.
he had a chalky, impacted colon. How much did it weigh?
At autopsy.
Well, you know, $1.99 a pound.
How many pounds?
Come on, because we
how
got
many pounds.
We got it off the autopsy, and it's our standard Elvis trivia question. Come on, Schmelvis.
Just pick a number.
7 pounds.
Wrong.
Wrong. Like his left toe weighed 7 pounds. It was over 40 pounds.
40 pounds, Schmelvis.
Over 40 pounds.
Yeah. Now, do you look like a Jewish Elvis?
I sure do. If you go on my website, you'll see. I look like a Jewish Elvis. I wear the whole regalia. I got the white suit. And
you got an act? You actually perform?
Yeah, sure. I do shows all over. I was just in Brooklyn Heights 2 weeks ago. I played in...
What's your real job, Schmelvis? I mean, what's your
real job?
What's your day job?
Also a teacher, music therapist, also music teacher. So I've been doing music for years now. I've been playing music for...
So what it is you get a little of you in there, you know, when you're doing your Schmelvis. Sounds like you want to sing the way you want to sing, and not necessarily
do
the impression.
I do it my way, you know. I'm a little bit like Frankie and Elvis, except I'm still alive.
Frankie and Elvis.
Yeah.
Oh, I got it. We're on the website now, but it's, hold on, it's a little cartoon thing.
Uh-huh.
Click on the picture, Rob, and so Mike can see.
Well, that's the best I can do. That's
take
best.
A look at this, Mike. Here he is. Schmelvis, I want to say, you look like a terrorist. I mean,
do you have a full beard, Schmelvis?
I do. I have a full beard.
Well, that's not Elvis-like.
Well, that's a Hasidic Elvis.
I have news for you, my friend.
I'm the Hasidic resurrection of Elvis. And you know who said that? Johnny Stewart, the guy from Legends in Vegas.
He would know.
When I was in Vegas, he said, you know what?
Why is there a picture of you in a camel?
What's that?
Why is there a picture of you riding a camel on your website?
I did a movie called, Schmelvis Discovering Elvis's Jewish Roots about 3 years ago, and we went to Israel and we planted a tree for the king, and while I was planting a tree getting to that spot, I was riding a camel. So that's the picture from the movie.
Schmelvis, do you have trouble, seriously, I agree with Don that you do look like a terrorist, do you have trouble getting through airports?
Only on Tuesdays, so that's why I usually fly Wednesdays to,
Wait, am I not getting the Jewish humor?
He's as funny as a terrorist.
Only on Tuesdays.
Jewish humor's funny.
I mean, do you think right now all the Jews listening are laughing? I don't think so, Don. Only on Tuesdays?
I know if he cleaned himself up, he would bear a striking resemblance to Mike Nesmith in a jumpsuit.
He's got the hair.
Yeah, he does. I think celebrity you most resemble, and I'm just going to, if you cut off the beard and got rid of the sunglasses that make you look like a terrorist, I'd say maybe Jamie Farr.
Yeah, you do have a little Jamie Farr look to you.
Really?
And we mean that only in the best possible way.
That's a compliment. Because I've been told that I'm a dead ringer for Gary Berghoff.
And I'd sure like to see that movie where you were trying to find Elvis's Jewish roots.
I could send you guys the movie.
Did he have any Jewish roots?
I sure do. Jewish roots? He sure did.
So what percentage was Elvis Jewish?
Well, this is not something that I made up. We did extensive research, and what it appears is that in 1998, the Wall Street Journal put out an article stating that Elvis's great-grandmother on his mother's side, by the name of Nancy Burdeen Tuckett, was Jewish. So going on
mothers,
it means that Gladys was Jewish.
Hey, shalom. Shalom. No,
there you go. Elvis was a Shabbos goy. Do you know that?
Yeah, we know what a Shabbos goy is. We have a few of Shabbos goys of our own.
There you go.
Isn't that, that's like where you get someone to be your slave, right?
Somebody on Saturday is your slave for the Sabbath.
Yeah, well,
we know that
call it as far as a slave. I mean, you
but could somebody does, somebody I mean, is a non-Jew, does the right. work does the work that you're not allowed to do on the Sabbath.
Yeah.
But just
is so that we, correct?
Yeah.
Just so we can
not allowed to turn on electricity, he's not allowed to do all these, you know, all these things that require...
This is Elvis Aaron Presley. I'm your Shabbos Goy. Let me turn on that electric razor for you.
So you you have a website, SmelvisPelvis.com.
Right.
You don't look like Elvis. You don't sound like Elvis, but
Funny, you
are...
sound like Elvis. Yeah, go ahead.
But you are
very Jewish.
A Jewish Elvis
very impersonator.
Jewish. Yeah. So there's that.
What is the press release we got on you? You want a spiritual center on...
That's what it is. The whole deal here now is that we're looking to build two centers, a Shmelvis spiritual center to leave a legacy of Elvis Presley.
You're serious?
Yeah.
No,
Elvis was a very spiritual guy, and let me tell you, he was. If you speak to his fans, if you do a little bit of research,
we do, and we are.
Elvis, on his heyday, made $10 million a year, and he gave $7 million to charity. Okay.
Are you saying that your center would be called the Shmelvis Center?
It would be the Elvis Shmelvis Pelvis.
Dummy! Get off our phone.
People will take that seriously.
Go to ShmelvisPelvis.com. It's his website. Frankly, he's not at all what I expected.
No, but it was it was pretty interesting.
I doubted if he was a Jew, but thanks to that rabbi who won the iPod,
he's
calling
kosher.
Him and giving him a Jewish quiz.
Would you like to speak and say anything in Yiddish to us before we go?
No.
All right, good day to you, sir. I said good day.
All right, guys. It was a pleasure talking to you, and God bless.
Thank you, Shmelvis.
God bless you.
See you.
Real good. Now, Elvis, how could he possibly take it seriously if he called it
Elvis? It's a great privilege to do this satellite program, and I'm going
Elvis
to do my best, and all the people that work with me do a good show.
Yeah.
It's just pure... you know, entertainment.
That's right, Shmelvis.
No messages and no this and that. Just
where's my Jewish grandmother?
Make people happy for that 1 hour that he comes across.
Hey. You know, man, I'll tell you, there was one other connection I was looking on that website.
Yeah.
Looked indeed like Shmelvis probably took some drugs, too.
I thought he had that look as well.
He had that drug look to him.
No stranger to the world of narcotics.
He's just chock full of Demerol.
I know what I wanted to do. I want to call
our boss. You get a progress report, see how we're doing.
Yeah, being as he's not come back by the studio at all today.
Yeah. We haven't got any guidance. We thought we'd go right to the source.
Of course not.
I mean, we know they'll tell us if we do badly, but we'd like to hear if we're doing okay.
Well, I guess he's going to hide.
Yeah, I'd like to let everybody in our listening audience know that on our two-week suspension...
Hello, this is Alan Lyons.
This is what we heard when we called
a lot of that. BJFK Radio. Yeah. I'm unavailable right now, so please leave your name, number, and a brief message, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Right.
Thank you, and have a nice day.
I'll record your message at the tone. When you're finished, hang up or stay on the line for further options.
Hey, enough said.
Thank you. If you'd like to add to your message, enter 1. To listen to it, 2. To re-record...
I want
to
hear it again. Can we? That's repetitive.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you.
Just got dumped.
Oh, that's too bad.
Just got dumped.
Okay.
We're going to play it a second time.
All right.
Just got dumped.
Well, we left it for him.
There you go.
Nobody can take that away from us.
You know, that's something I hate when athletes say.
What's that?
Especially like after they won the Super Bowl.
They can't take that away from
them. They'll never be able to. Of course, but who wants to take it away from you? Tom Brady, who wants to come up to you and say, hey, you didn't really win a Super Bowl?
Yeah.
I mean, of course you did. Of course they'll never take it away from you.
Yeah, but nobody ever dumped Tom Brady's passes.
And you want to talk about having something taken away from you? How about coming and doing a radio show and they say, oh, yeah, incidentally,
mm-hmm.
from now on,
stop it.
No talk about sex or anything that has to do with the body. Because
mm-hmm.
it's a PG-13 show. Excuse me, it's a PG show.
Yeah.
Hey, Jay. We'll have more on this awful, awful development coming up on Buzz's News and Comments. Let's do a rotating phone scan right here and right now. Let's get your calls. Get on the line. Get on the air.
Yeah, they can't take that away from us.
877-365-3636 from anywhere in America, from Canada, 800-636-1067, Washington, D.C., on WJFK 202-432-1067.
Yeah, Shmelvis can't call from Canada, though.
Your call is coming right up. Coming right up.
Very good.
Let me just make sure he wasn't hiding.
Yeah, because sometimes he'll pick right up after he knows he dodged us.
Mm-hmm. He's probably back there. And they're going to break now.
Safe now.
Save to get out from underneath his desk.
Hi, this is Alan Linewand.
Well, everybody's got that thing on their phones. With and yours is the works, Mike. When I call you,
hello, this is Alan Line Wand, Infinity Broadcast.
Yeah, all right, so when, you still might answer.
When I call you,
I'm unavailable right now, so please leave your name, number, and a brief message, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you, and have a nice day.
And
I'll record your message at the tone. When you're finished, hang up or stay on the line for further options.
I didn't hit a button yet. I didn't hit the fart button or anything yet.
No. It's just we're sitting here like this.
Not a fart.
There you go.
Not a fart. Just not a sermon. Just a thought.
Call us.
Yeah, Alan, call us, please, you dummy.
What does my phone do?
Oh, when I call you, I get that thing where it goes, the cellular customer you're reaching, Mike, is not available. You should call your own number sometime. It's you being very forceful. And I think most people do this when they have a cell phone. They say, you know, when you leave the prompt with yours, it's like, the cellular customer that you are dialing, Mike.
You have a jingle now. You should use that.
It's not available.
Hey, yeah.
Can you show me how to do that?
Sure. Come in a little early tomorrow. We'll do it.
Okay.
Right. Be fun.
Yeah. That means it's not going to happen. Magic words. Come in early.
Right.
Yeah, come in on your flying carpet.
Especially in this new climate.
Phone scan lies straight ahead. Call us.
It's the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Yes. Are you there?
Am I on the air?
You are. Who is this?
Were you looking to be on the air?
Yeah, I was, but nobody said, hello, you're on the air.
Hello, you're on the air. Who is this?
Oh, my name is Larry.
Hey, Larry.
Wow, I have a brother named Larry.
Life is so funny like that.
I have a question for you.
Yes, we're listening, Larry.
Yeah, why are you guys allowed to say bullshit, but they couldn't say bullshit on the Don and Mike Show?
Whoopee! Don't drink soda before you call the show.
Hello, you're in the air. Joe?
Yes?
These were your friends calling.
No, they're not.
Hello, you're in the air.
Whoopee!
He's very happy about that.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I must say, from where I sit, I am truly enjoying your colorful patois.
Broadcasting in black and white as an Infinity cost-cutting measure. The Don and Mike Show.
Bob, turn the lights back up. What are you doing? Rob, you're doing like a disco thing with the lights over there.
I was dancing for Mike.
He was doing a private dance for me, and I was enjoying it.
I am his private dancer, his dancer for money. And I brushed the switch, and I think the switch fell. But that's all right, because everything else works fine.
There you go. Thank you, Rob. And that was a nice Tina Turner reference you got, and I heard it.
I'm your private dancer.
Your dancer for money.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Okay, here we go. At 877-365-3636 from America, Canada, 800-636-1067. Phone scan.
Yeah.
Very interesting day. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Phone scan.
Hello, Don and Mike. This is Simon, and that was the worst Elvis impersonator ever.
Thanks. Hi, Don and Mike. You're on the air. Phone scan.
Yeah, gentlemen. Good day. I got to know before I start going, am I allowed to like use initials for words, or is that no longer allowed either?
We don't know.
Okay.
What is the topic you want to talk about?
Well, about everything that's been going on, because I have a very important thing to say to all the red, white, and blue-blooded American citizens listening to the program right now across the country.
Okay, you got to be careful because...
I know. I definitely will. I don't want to be dumped either. Please call your congresspeople about this. All across the country, call your congresspeople. I'm going to be calling tonight because, let me tell you, I cherish my drive home. When I got stuck in traffic, I want to hear, you know, sex jokes. I want to hear fart jokes. You know, I'm a Republican. I'm a moderate to conservative guy. But I enjoy all the meats of our cultural stew, including the Don and Mike Show.
Wow.
Amen. And, well, that's very well said. And
we appreciate right there. I would quit right there, and I agree with you. I agree.
Appreciate it. And beyond that, call that weasel line wand. I mean, really. Seriously, well, everybody, if you're out there listening today, maybe you've not noticed that the show is a little different. We're making the best of a bad situation.
You know, and I don't want to get in an argument with you because you mentioned call Alan Limon, but really what he said, I agree. This comes from the mouths of those legislators. You heard that thing that, and you know what? That's when I got freaked out when I heard that.
It was a flood of mail and emails over the Janet Jackson thing, for example, that fired up this whole movement. So maybe a flood of emails for free speech will help.
And a guy like that who's a conservative and he says, you know, hey, he wants everybody to. But it also would help here.
But at least, there's still. Mike, I know he's not a decision maker, but he could pass the notes on to those above him.
The decision maker.
That is not Alan Line one.
Right. Well, yeah, I think both calls would probably be a good idea. It's
Hello.
Just, I like what that guy had to say.
Neuter, Don, and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi there. You're on the air. Hi.
Hi. I was calling to say I also love your show. You guys make my long ride home great. But I wanted to know, I thought Nancy James might coach you guys into trying out for the ESPN newscaster opening that game that they've got going on.
What? You
so sweet.
You poor, sweet, dim-witted cunny. You poor, delightful... You see, this is the thing. There are so many funny words that
what
I
What is she use. Getting wrong on so
she's
many
getting
levels?
Everything.
I know, Nancy and ESPN, that's wrong.
First off, ESPN is doing like an American Idol show to find someone to be an anchor
well,
on
so
sports.
Today's show is doing their intern.
Right, yes,
right.
And
everybody's doing that.
Nothing of it has to do with Nancy James.
I'm auditioning for Nashville Star.
But thank you for calling.
Sure.
And
thank you for your help.
Sure.
Well, God damn, Don and Mike, I don't like a PG show.
Well, get used to it.
I don't like it, God damn it. I don't like it.
Hey, let's see. You can still say God damn it.
Yeah, I think
as far
can.
As I know.
As far as we know.
Again, as far as we know.
We really don't know.
And
though.
Thanks again to the... To the
and you know, for quite some long time, all you knew is what we told you.
I think it would behoove everybody to get us in a room with the lawyers... To let us know exactly what we can and can't do.
And you know what I just thought of right now?
What?
The lawyers probably don't know.
No.
Yeah, and of course they don't know, so they don't want to tell us.
Right.
Because they don't want to give us a definitive, you can say this or you
yeah.
can't say this.
So I don't think we're going to have that for a while. No.
I agree, but that's not what I'm looking for. I just want to know, is it okay to play a fart sound effect?
Mm-hmm.
How many can we play? Can we play the When Harry Met Sally tape?
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk about sex? I mean, these are the.
It'd be nice to get no's to those or yeses, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Yep.
And it's very hard coming in and doing the show, not knowing exactly what we can or can't do, but
right.
knowing this fact: if we do something that they decide is wrong,
mm-hmm.
our asses are fired
right.
today.
Mm-hmm.
Bad environment to work in.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody would be agree. No one likes hearing a rerun, and I don't like running reruns except when we get our.
But it does give us empathy for those people that work in. Certain large corporations, you know, like, you know, maybe those people that worked at WorldCom a couple of years back, you know, this is they felt like that every day.
Mm-hmm.
So we feel the same way.
But my point is that rather than have us here doing this, maybe getting fired, maybe not getting fired, you guys just took us off the air for 2 weeks for something that we really don't think was our fault.
Mm-hmm.
But regardless, I'm taking the responsibility for it. Why don't you... Give us the information from the lawyers before we get back on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Why throw us in to the middle of this with a big spotlight on us?
That is a question for Alan Line One.
It would seem, and that's why I've urged our listeners to call. Mm-hmm. It's the simplest move of all. Just sit us down with the lawyers and let us know where we stand.
And if we are, you know, going to be working under these parameters, Rob, I will need you to dance for me twice a day.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
At least twice.
Trace Quibbles.
Pardon?
Trace Quibbles.
Right on. What can we do for you?
He just wanted to speak Spanish.
Oh, I thought it was a greeting.
Yeah.
I thought it meant something. What did it mean?
Huevos? Huevos are eggs.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Three eggs.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
But he said Trace
Huevos.
See, now I don't know if that's a bad Spanish word.
Hello, you're on the
air. God, what's wrong with me?
Hello, you're on the air.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I, for one, I'm kind of, you know, not happy that you guys were off for a couple of weeks, but it does give us in Salt Lake a chance to catch up for the show.
Yeah, and if you were able to hear those shows, congratulations, because now with the new rules,
mm-hmm.
you'll never hear them again. I mean, I'm serious about that.
Yeah.
The stuff that they ran when they suspended us.
We can't play anymore.
Now the rules have changed so much that's not acceptable for broadcast.
Yep.
That's horrible. You pretty much are broadcasting from Salt Lake if you get to that point.
Yeah. You know, Rob, when you were doing that dance for me a minute ago, I was actually a little bit happy.
So here's the problem.
I'm not happy anymore.
Community standards.
Mm-hmm.
There's you can't tell me that it's the same community in Las Vegas.
Do it for him.
As in Salt Lake City.
dancing for you, Don.
It doesn't work with me, Rob. That's Mike's turn on.
Turn on.
I love you. Thing.
I love you, pal. But
turn ons, turn offs. Don likes the darker humor.
You know I
do.
You
like to keep it sweet and light.
You and I will get together later for Dungeons & Dragons.
Might even get darker than that.
Don and Mike, hello.
What will happen when we roll our 20-sided die?
Yeah, Don and Rob get together a little later, and the fun really starts when someone says, "You are hurting me."
And then, of course, always, where's that die? Yeah. Where's that? Oh, God, I know where it is. Hello, Don and Mike.
7-0 winner.
See, this is what we have to do now, is master this double entendre crap.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we've mastered that years ago.
It's such hard work. It's so much easier just
to
come
and just be funny. I think we have to have fun. We have to start having fun.
Hello, Don and Mike. Well, where were you 2 hours ago?
I just caught up. I just said, okay, we're passing. I'm getting happier. You're getting madder again.
Well, you were way mad the whole first two hours of this.
I had to sing. Can you say effing?
Sure.
I had to sue the Canadian National Anthem out.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hi.
This is Elart Pilarm. I am an Elvis impersonator.
All right, get out of here. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, you guys said your show is like a PG now?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
And the other night there was a PG movie showing the night.
I take it back. We had this discussion. It might actually be G.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because last night there was a PG movie, like 1983, War Games. They said GD. They said BS twice, A-hole three times.
Well, now we can say G. We can say goddamn. Okay, yeah. We can say A-hole. We can't.
The actual words.
Well, of course. It's the double standard.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know. We were using that as an example. Mm-hmm. The PG thing, if you take it to heart, I mean, no, it can't be literally interpreted as the standard that we're living with.
And listen, I've got news.
And the standards of 1983 are different than they are now.
Mm-hmm. And you know who came up with PG? I did, not the lawyers.
That's right.
I said to the lawyers, what do you want, a PG-13 show? Yeah, that's good.
Right.
Not the lawyers, I'm talking to Alan specifically. And now the more we've talked about it on the air,
we realize.
We think what they really want is G.
G.
They want the Bernstein Bears.
Yeah, yeah. G, your hair smells terrific.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello?
Yeah, Alan Linewine's office, please.
What?
Alan Linewine's office, please.
Oh, come on, get out of here. Don and Mike, hello.
Catch him through.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
PG.
I'm going to steal Sam Kinison's joke, really. Or no, it's not Sam Kinison, it was Barbarians at the Gate. Don't you feel like you and I are standing somewhere and the FCC is just selling nails?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Uh-huh. It's like the whole Passion of Christ thing.
Right. Yeah.
You and I happen to be by pieces of wood, mm-hmm. and the FCC and Infinity are there with a nail gun,
mm-hmm.
and they got a little stand set up. Who would like to put the first nail in these guys?
Come on, let's go.
Come on, give. And here's the best part. We've not told them exactly what they can't do on the air.
That's right.
But we've not told them exactly what they can do.
As I said before, you can be fired for breaking the rules that haven't been written down yet.
So come on up. Yeah, there
Don
you go.
Mike.
Oh, that hurt my hand. Ow. We don't have a good... Where's the nail sound effect, Rob?
Nail, like a hammer?
Or how about a nail gun?
Where's that, like, the ice... I think we got it labeled as ice pick.
That'll sound. Yeah, the ice pick would be a good hammer thing.
That would be a good... Oh, and now you've got to get out the other thing because Mike just said the word.
Oh, no.
Now, did you do it on purpose?
Nope.
Okay, here's the sound...
I did not.
Here's the sound that they have out front of the building right now where you could come and put one of the nails in either my hand or Mike's hand.
Ow. Ow, ow, ow.
Come on, Bun. Ow, ow. Decency in Bronx County. Ow, ow.
And there's the thing.
That's because you said it.
Because I said the word.
There you go, Andy.
Click, click, click.
There you go. Ow, ow.
Pain.
Oh, you're hurting my hand.
Don't hurt me.
Ow.
Going to leave a mark.
Anyway, hi, what can we do for you?
Don and Mike.
Yes, hi.
PG, poor guys. I'm 54. I'm on the cusp of your listening audience. If it goes G-rated, I go.
Thanks for the loyalty.
Wow.
Thanks for the support.
G-rated. Yeah, I think people are getting really hung up with the rating numbers.
Yeah.
I mean the rating letters, rather.
Not so literal.
But thanks.
Please focus on the show.
Thanks for the wonderful support.
Yeah.
It goes G, I go.
I love Don.
Thanks for calling, Wendell.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Oh. Howdy, you're on the air.
Hi, hello, Don and Mike. You two being censorship, having been censored, has caused us all to be punished. And the only two people that really aren't being punished in this whole ordeal are Justin and Janet. And they're making out on the end, and we're all losing because of it. And I think that's wrong.
Well, listen, I don't disagree. The weird part is that we will be forever linked to the Janet Jackson thing.
And please, people, do not persecute Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake.
No, and remember how he started his call.
Stop this, Mike.
Stop this madness.
Stop this crazy thing, Jay.
Remember how he started his call. You two being censorship.
Hello.
I missed Mike. That one.
Phone scan. Hello.
Gentlemen.
Yes, and whatnot.
I saw Rob's long-lost son in a movie the other day. Eurotrip. Little blonde Aryan boy going and drawing a little Hitler mustache and goose walking across the living room. It was beautiful.
What the hell is he talking about?
I think he's talking about a scene from the movie Eurotrip.
It was beautiful.
I've seen the trailer.
Ah.
I've seen the trailer.
Eurotrip.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
It's no miracle.
Mel Gibson's dad loved it. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air.
I just want to say Michael Powell is a goddamn prude.
I would not tend to disagree with you. He, of course, is the guy. He's the FCC guy. And our show now is the show everyone can agree on, even the FCC.
Yay!
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, boys. Hey, Buzz.
Hey.
Hey, I'm an Irish Catholic Sammy Davis Jr. impersonator. Can't ask me anything. Ask me anything about the Catholic religion.
No, well, I'm sorry. We already have one of those on the show.
Hello, Don and Mike. Show. Hello.
Hi, my friend.
Up, gone, deadline. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Mr. Yeah, Bo
Jackson. I got to congratulate Mike on his job with that national anthem for up here.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, you're calling from there?
Did a bang-up job with a lame anthem.
Can I say it's about time? Is this coming from the Great White North?
I think so.
Yes, it is.
It is a little overdue. I am, frankly, quite surprised that we haven't gotten more calls. Thank you.
Well, you know, the brethren up here, they're a little slow, eh?
Thank you, eh?
Yeah, I know, eh?
Yeah, that's right, eh?
I like them.
And it's not like everyone up there has a telephone.
Rob, I get out of
I know,
here.
It says messages that go from horse to cabin.
Back to America. Don and Mike, hello.
How you doing, Don?
We're doing very well,
good,
sir.
And Mike?
We're not. Why did I say that? We're not doing well today.
No, we're not.
No. Well, sorry.
That's all right.
This is one reason why we've got to vote Bush out and get the John Ashcroft out of there.
I have no disagreement with you on that, sir.
Well, I think that's we should all rally around getting Bush out of there.
I've got nothing to say. I'm not going to argue that right. We should keep Bush in.
You know, we're good for on a variety of levels. I mean, I read the polls.
The last time I checked, all of those congressmen, they were all standing up.
This is not a Republican-Democrat thing.
They were standing up and yelling at Mel and telling, you know, how could you possibly put this on television? How could you have this on radio?
He was getting heat from both Republicans and Democrats.
Well, because it's so timely and topical. It's so gosh darn easy to get your hands around. Hey, I don't know about you, but I was totally offended by what I saw at the Super Bowl. Vote for me.
What a great pre-election issue.
Michael Source. I'm running for king of the world.
Michael Source.
What did I read today? I read the hours that were actually put in of opening statements where they all, you know, where they go on the record so that they can be quoted in newspapers.
Right.
It was some unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
A number of hours that were put into the public record.
You want to be on record as coming out for decency.
Right, of course. It's a great political issue.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Who doesn't like decency?
Don Hello. Mike. I hate it, Buzz. I'll tell you that.
I
hate decency. I do.
Don and Mike.
Hey, hi.
Hi, how you doing? Now that the show's G-rated, is Frida happier?
I've not spoken with my wife about this. My wife is the greatest in that last night she fully expected that I would just quit.
Mm-hmm.
When I got home last night after I read this memo and made a couple of phone calls, she said to me, my wife's got some stones. She said to me, well, I guess we're going to have to change our 5-year plan because you're quitting, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no, I don't know if I'm going to. She said, no, you always quit. You're going to be there. You know, they made you mad. You're going to. So, no, she's not. And incidentally, for the record, she also thinks it's nuts that we don't have any say in what we can or can't say on the show.
Or we don't have a rule book.
Right.
We don't have anything concrete.
And now, you know, yeah, hey, listen, no problem talking about what my wife did or didn't do in her pants anymore or what I'm doing in my bedroom because all that is... It's off limits.
Right, exactly.
Oh.
I just have to tell you in real life, Mike.
Not
on the radio.
That was a hell of a story in the office today.
Yeah.
I can't help it.
Does Mike's wife now come back to him?
Hello.
There was no good coming. I had nothing.
Phone scan. Hello.
Don and Mike, Radio God.
Hi there.
Just to let you see that
dude, I'm telling you, when are you guys going to realize this? You can't call up and say stuff about bodies. They won't let it. Did that get through?
I doubt it.
No. Go back and check.
No, I don't think it did.
No, it didn't. And the guy just.
I want to say though that now we do have a way to tell if it did or it didn't, and which I know helps you a lot. And I want to say, right on. Way to go to get that thing snappy right in here.
That's how I know.
So Don can know exactly whether it got on or not.
Hello, Don.
I want to say good job.
I mean, I don't know how many of you out there. I'll tell you what my arrangement is in here. I look at a little light that says dump.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as the yellow light is on,
right,
there's delay that's built up.
So
I, and this is where I made the mistake before. I thought
it is not an exact science.
I thought because the light was still on that somebody must have hit the button and, mm-hmm. and we were still fine because we had the light.
Right.
Well, now as it turns out, we never know.
Yeah. It's not even a light, a big light, and that's what they ought to have.
No, there's it's a tiny little. It's like how big is that thing, Robbie? It's like
an inch by an inch.
Anyway, it's the emergency button, mm-hmm. and that's the one that you got to hit if you. Anyway, Jesus.
I'm sorry for yelling.
What a mess this is.
I'd like to say. I'm truly sorry for that outburst.
I want to say I hope no one was offended by that. and please don't complain.
I got angry there. I really did. And there I am again.
Don't complain.
Sorry.
Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Rob.
Hi. Can you say faggot still?
On your feet, Rob.
I think so.
Dance, boy.
I think you can. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, I've got a good suggestion for you guys.
Really? Well, I've already thought about it, and I would hurt too many other people.
No, Don, he wasn't talking about your suicide.
He wasn't?
No, don't.
No, please don't commit suicide.
Oh, all right.
No, I was thinking you guys could change your name to the Don and Charlie Show.
What, and just be Charlie all the time?
Well, you know, make it more kids-friendly.
Charlie's doing Sabalak in here with Don.
Get to know Charlie.
For the kids.
I'd be okay with that. Happy G-rated.
Don and Mike, hello. Hello there.
Hello, come on, dummy.
Hello, Don and Mike show, hi.
Don and Charlie.
Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, hi.
How about Charlie?
Charlie, how you doing?
Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm all right.
Don't say anything dirty.
What can I do for you?
My father-in-law, his name is Rick.
Listen, you moron. Who likes balloons? God.
Well, you know, you're going to get that, too.
God.
Yeah, you know, hey, you know what will calm you down a little bit?
What a drink.
You would have done that anyway. That would have happened anyway.
I know, but guys, you got to be on our team. If we're going to take phone calls, you can't call up and go, hey, my dad is named Richard, and he's a big, tall guy, and guess what? And then I think he's going to say something, and then he just says something else.
He blurts it out.
He just says something else.
Yeah.
And then everybody hits the button.
Sure.
On that one, everybody. Now, this is how the delay system works.
Mm-hmm.
Come down here with me by the micropressor.
All right.
Yes. See this button?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. This light ain't lit. See this light right here,
I'm going to come around and look.
Come look.
I'm kind of curious.
I wasn't always. Come over here. I'll show you how this system works.
There are no phone lines when that light isn't lit.
Right. You see, we can't take any telephone calls because we have no delay right now because the light is not on.
Right.
So if I was to say the word that I said 2 weeks ago when I thought it was deleted, see the light just went on?
You can say it now, but you can't.
So now we're
it,
safe.
Right, but you can't say it anymore.
Well, I could say it if I hit the button.
No, you were told not to say it.
I know I was. But you know me. I love fighting. I love fighting when I think we're right. It's crazy.
This is crazy, man. This is crazy. I like you.
I just watched that part of the movie over the weekend of Old School. And you know what? Because the precursor to that scene is my favorite one where Vince Vaughn is dressed in the clown suit and he's smoking and he's telling the guys he can get him deals on stereo equipment.
You're crazy, man. You're crazy.
Dude, that is like the strongest tranquilizer in the world.
I'm tired.
Hey, are you there?
Hello.
Listener?
Don and Mike.
Caller.
Are the phones
back?
Phones back. I just want to get a winner here. Hello?
Hello.
Don and Mike show. Yes, hi. You're the last. You're the last caller on the phone scan.
Oh, man, that kicks ass.
What's your name?
Terry.
Where are you from, Kerry?
Terry, T.
Right, Kerry, where are you from?
Muscatine, Iowa.
Hey, Kerry.
My friend, you've got the digital camera from Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh,
watching
man.
The 100th episode of Malcolm Sunday night at 9, 8 Central, only on Fox. And you called to say what, sir?
I just wanted to call to say you guys kick ass.
That's kick bottom.
Kick bottom, alrighty.
Kick buttocks.
Thank you, Kerry.
Thank you.
Thanks, folks.
Kerry, you are so very.
Yeah, you too.
Hey, okay. Kerry?
Yeah?
You weren't saying this just to get us in trouble, were you?
No, did I?
Did you get... I don't know. Did he get us in trouble?
I don't know. Talk with his lawyers.
Who knows anymore? But, I mean, Kerry, is that why you did that?
No, absolutely not.
Okay. It was a compliment.
Bye, Larry.
Later, fellas.
He was working it.
I think so.
He's talking about the tone.
Pushing the envelope.
You know?
Later, guys.
All right.
Yeah. Ah.
You're still on the prize. Because that's the type of guys we are.
You guys are a hell of a nice guys.
We are a hell of a nice guy.
You've been censorship.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Hi, Buzz.
Me.
He made it up.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi.
Interesting day.
Lead story. Oh, are you still on the phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're supposed to put you on hold.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Your lead story, Buzz, has to be that tonight I'll be in my garage right after CSI.
With a big tube of PVC, one end in your tailpipe, one in your window.
I'm going to pull the Robert Young tonight.
There you go.
Because I can't freaking take this.
And your last words will be, I'm tired. You're funny. You're funny, man. Man, you're crazy. You're crazy.
I think it's the funniest tape we have.
It is funny.
Hey, be careful with that. That's the most powerful trank gun on the market. Huh, got her in Mexico.
Cool.
Yeah, it is cool. They say it can puncture the skin of a rhino from a...
Ow! Big thing sticking out of his jugular.
That's awesome. What? You just took one in the jugular, man. Whoa. Yes! It's bad. You should pull that out.
How can you not like Will Ferrell, Mike?
This I love.
Wait. Pull it out. The dart, man. Got a dart in your neck. You're crazy.
That's what I need tonight.
You're crazy. Yeah,
big animal tranquilizer.
I like you.
That's
retarded. But you're crazy.
Crazy. I feel tired.
I feel tired.
I love it. If you're listening, honey, on your way home from work, stop and pick up dinner.
Yep.
And then stop and pick up a couple of bottles of wine and get me some animal tranquilizers.
Yeah, with a big elephant gun.
Buzz, your lead story on the news and comments today.
No, it's not news anymore. It's the religious roundup. And today's top story, Brother Don and Brother Mike, has Britney Spears been born again?
Oh. Britney Spears. Now, she's dirty. We got to watch it.
Not anymore.
We've got to watch it when we talk about her, because she's dirty and she's the type of girl.
You're crazy.
She, like this show, has been born again.
Really, man. I'm tired.
She's a freak. She's a super freak.
Former freak. Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Am I? Yeah, Bob. You're funny. I like you. I'm tired. You're crazy.
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The worst show he's ever done.
Yeah, they're really around you. They really support you here.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I know.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
I didn't realize
that. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, Mr. Brinkley, you're on the air.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Right.
They're guys. Don and Mike.
Hey, a candid moment there for me. We're on the air. It's time for Buzz's News. Brought to you by Viramax Sexual Pleasure. Performance Enhancer.
Someone called for a doctor?
Now, it seems to me, isn't this copy that I'm reading subject?
Arguable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe it is.
I arguably indecent.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Sexual pleasure. Performance enhancer. I don't feel comfortable reading this.
I don't blame you. Well, maybe that'll have to wait.
I don't feel comfortable reading this because we've been told not to talk about sex or talk about poop.
Well, in fairness to the flying client, Viramax, Don, nobody spelled it out for you or me.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's doctor developed.
Someone called for a doctor?
Clinically tested.
Uh-huh. That's a good thing.
Viramax works.
Buzz has tried it, haven't you?
Yes.
Buzz tried everything.
Right.
How's it taste, Buzz?
Mm.
And I know you grind them all up and eat them.
Under the new guidelines, I can't tell you.
Okay.
Get it at Rite AG and see others like retailers. Try it today. Viramax, 1-888. Try VMAX. Now, here is Buzz Girdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. Britney Spears has made another trip down the aisle, this time to become a born-again Christian. It happened February 1st at a Bible church in California in front of a mostly black congregation. Her father gave her away this time, walking her down the aisle as tears streamed down her face, according to the Inquirer.
Oh, Lord, ain't she just so pretty. Look at her down. They're not taking this away from us yet, have they?
No.
A black stereotype and a Jewish stereotype that we did. That's momentarily, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Just hello around there. The corner.
She hello, was... Britney Spears. Is Britney Spear?
She was conservatively dressed. The tabloid says the family staged an emergency intervention for Britney after her booze-inspired 55-hour marriage in Las Vegas.
Oh, girlfriend, you are so conservative.
Britney started singing in a Baptist choir in Louisiana. When she tried out for her first break in television, she sang a Christian hymn. Now, says her family, she's going back to those roots. Since her rebaptism, she's worn a crucifix and carried a book about spiritual guidance.
But I hear she wore a belt. She went out and bought a belt the next day that said, like...
It was seen, yeah, with a word that, you know, we...
A bad word,
mind everybody, we'll stop down for just a second here.
Yes, Reverend.
Here she is. Miss Britney Spears.
Good morning. This is Rick Dees in the morning. I hope you're feeling great today.
He's back.
It's an honor and a privilege.
This is not Britney Spears.
Oh, that's Rick Dees.
It's Rick Dees.
Rick Dees saying farewell.
How exciting it is to know that this morning radio program brings in more money than any other of its kind.
We get it. We get the joke. Hi, Buzz. Sorry
so
about that.
That's fine. Yeah, so Britney's wearing a crucifix, but the crucifix is out. The Jesus nail is in. Sparked by Mel Gibson's new movie, Passion, people have started selling and buying and wearing 2.5-inch replicas of the 9-inch nails that were used to hang Jesus from the cross.
I'm telling you, they're selling them outside the radio station right now.
They are.
Who wants to buy your Jesus nails to put in the hands of Don and Mike? Two dumb morning zoo disc jockeys who are being crucified.
We're getting them for free, Don.
Ow!
Ow!
Oh, dear.
Ow!
Oh.
Ow!
Yeah!
I didn't mean to say the word. I didn't know the word was getting on the radio.
Whoa.
Ow!
I don't want to put pressure on that wound.
Get your nails. Get your nails.
How about a poultice? Would you like a poultice?
These Jesus nails, this pewter jewelry, sells for $17 a nail and are reportedly part of the merchandising for Mel's movie, which also includes a book, pins, keychains, coffee mugs, and T-shirts.
Well, you know, I'm going to take a look at this here film because I've heard a lot about it.
Quoting one biblical scholar, the cross has become such a benign jewelry item, the shock of its original form is lost to modern people.
This movie, I hear it's based on a book?
Yeah. It's a good book.
Yeah. Really? Does that have pictures?
Some of them do.
Do you think I'd like it?
Yes, I think you live by it.
And now a word about the suffering of Christ. Not the actual Christ, the guy who plays him in Mel Gibson's new movie, Passion. This guy went through a lot.
You know it ain't easy. You know how hard it can be.
Mm-hmm.
Things are going,
they're
going to crucify me.
It just ain't easy.
Jim Caviezel says...
Rick Dees' weekly top 40 continues to be the number one contemporary music countdown of the world.
Jim Caviezel, who plays Christ in the movie, says he thought he was auditioning for a movie about surfing.
Key Rice.
But he says he didn't mind when he found out he'd be playing Jesus in a movie from Oscar winner Mel Gibson. He says learning to say his lines in Latin and Aramaic was one thing, but while pretending to get beaten, tortured, and crucified, there was the dislocated shoulder, the hypothermia, the lung infection, which turned into pneumonia, and the skin infections from the makeup. He says the 150-pound cross he had to bear felt like 600 pounds by the end of the filming day, and hanging there in 25-degree weather with 30-mile-an-hour winds was no picnic either.
Well, I got news for you. It was not really a great time for the guy that originally went through it either.
Yeah, look at it as kind of like method acting.
Yeah, well, very much so for this guy. Neither, he says, was it a day in the beach with the crown of thorns that had to be tied on tightly with that wind. And
wait, now, hold on. Like, you couldn't use the fake, like, holly stuff that you put around your house at Christmas time?
Oh, that's got little prickles on it, too.
Or, yeah. What about the stuff? I've been to toga parties.
Holly. Long thorns.
I have been to toga parties where they have plastic.
Well, you want to make it look real, Don.
Long, it's the movie.
Sharp, thorny
thorns. It's the movie,
thorns.
But you got to make it look real. They really put thorns on his head.
They did, and they tied them on tightly so they wouldn't blow off in the 30-mile-an-hour winds. And then there was the time he got hit by lightning while he was on the cross.
Wow. Man.
We got the record. Even though she's got something to do with this record, and I'm not saying her name to set off the alarm.
Thank you. Right?
Right on.
Christ, you know it ain't easy.
That's for sure.
You know how hard it can be, J-Man. The way things are going, Infinity's going to crucify me.
And Mike. And then Buzz. And then Rob.
Yeah.
And where is Charlie? He'll be back Monday.
Monday, yes, that's right.
So this actor got hit by lightning there on the cross. Quoting Jim, we were preparing to shoot the Sermon on the Mount, and I was hit. People started screaming. They said I had fire on both sides of my head and a light around me.
Okay.
In countries with names that are difficult to pronounce. I look forward to many more counting down the hits around the world.
You know, I say this often.
I know. And I
beware,
agree.
Even though it's about Christ, beware of the Hollywood PR machine.
Oh, this is the most hyped movie in a long time.
Yeah, he got hit by lightning. Yeah, all right, show me the evidence.
Story. That's the story.
But the actor, not the real.
That's what they said.
Not the real guy.
You doubter.
Now I feel bad.
All right.
And PR from places you wouldn't expect it. I went to my first Catholic Mass a couple weeks ago, and first time in a long time.
Hey!
Sorry.
What's wrong with you?
It was an error in judgment.
How come you didn't immediately burst into flames and walk through the door?
That's why they have the water by the door. Did you know that? Just in case I do burst into flames.
That's
they had
for
a movie poster for that in the church lobby.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, like hanging in
it. Well, there's lots of churches that have booked entire trips with.
Oh, and it's not only Catholic churches. It's it's every denomination. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody wants to see this.
Jesus
Christ. Not me.
Not you. Okay. He just said that for comic value.
I want to know how it ends.
He'll be first in line.
I mean, I've seen the trailers.
We won't spoil it.
How does he get out of it?
You might say it's a happy ending.
How does he get out of it? It's got to be like one of those superhero Matrix ninja things.
Well, it's like that song, Ho, 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 It's Magic.
Mm-hmm.
It's like David Blaine.
Do you have to suspend disbelief like during 24?
Depends on your state of faith, Don.
Right now?
Yeah.
Based on how I feel today, what's happened in the last 24 hours?
Right now, there better be some good special effects.
Well, this show, this radio show, and lots of others are still feeling the shockwaves from the Janet Jackson incident. Yesterday, Viacom President Mel Karmazin announced that anyone in the company will be fired if they violate the company's new zero-tolerance policy on obscenity.
Now, this is exactly what we were talking about earlier today, to give it to you in a nutshell. Here's our problem with this. Our company has a zero tolerance for a statute that has not been written.
Yeah,
that's our issue. We want to get it spelled out. We want to know what we can and what we can't do. And anybody that does what we do for a living, you know, for quite some long time.
All you knew, frankly, was
what we've told you.
Hold on, I just had the press release here.
We just wanted it spelled out.
While you're looking, let me just say that this new policy applies to the people on and behind this show, as well as the Howard Stern Show and all 180 Infinity radio stations.
Listen, here's another thing that's not been said today. You know, let's see it happen on Howard's show.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody in this room would agree. Let's see what's happened on our show today happen on Howard's show.
He's back live on Monday, so we'll see then.
Here you go. Here is exactly what we're talking about. The press release, which was made public in the New York Post, we all got a copy of it yesterday, said any station airing programming that, and this is from Infinity, from our boss, any station airing programming that has any sexual or excretory content needs to take whatever steps are necessary to make sure that the programming is not even arguably indecent.
Right.
Here's our question to our bosses.
What's arguably indecent?
It's what we want to know, right?
Is a fart indecent to who?
Mm-hmm.
Who shall we have this argument with? And your thought here, Infinity, this is another quote now from the memo. When in doubt, leave it out. I got news for you. That equals zero ratings.
Well, in many instances, zero content.
Because
mm-hmm. You could make an argument, I would imagine, the way it sounds to me, make an argument that a lot of different things in people's eyes.
Memo. Then it says, you know, zero tolerance, failure to abide by this policy is grounds for immediate termination.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got a local memo on this. The company is emphasizing zero policy, will not hesitate to fire anyone mm-hmm. involved in anything.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
The memo also advises show producers and performers to run any questionable material by the company's lawyers before airing it.
And that's always a speedy process.
And quoting Karmazin, don't screw up. This company won't be a poster child for indecency.
Mm-hmm. Even though we've worked here, and this has been a great company to work for, even with all of our complaints, the one thing that I've always loved about Infinity is that they've always stood behind the talent.
Mm-hmm.
That they've always known the cost of doing business. And I'm telling you, I take our share of whatever blame we're going to get for having that word having gotten on the air. But we're not smut peddlers. We're doing a stupid little dumb radio show.
We are not, and we try to make you laugh. That's
and
what we try.
And now what they've done really is say, the things that you do that are semi-controversial,
mm-hmm.
and by that I mean talking about having sex or talking about BMs,
mm-hmm.
you can't do that anymore.
Right.
You just can't. And if you do, you're fired.
Right.
And then we said, well, how about double entendres? We don't know. You have to wait to talk to the lawyers about that.
And that's the weight that we don't want to deal with.
Right. You know, I feel very vulnerable here today doing the show. I was just telling Mike during the break, for all I know, when we get done today, and I swear to Christ this is true, I might walk out and they might say I'm fired because I played a fart sound effect three times today.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
We don't know.
What to do? How do you do a show like they've hired us to do
mm-hmm.
A male-oriented comedy sex guy show?
Right.
That's what we
Cutting
were hired
edge.
To do. It says in our contract that they want us to be, what was the word? They wanted us to be, starts with an S, shocking.
Shocking.
They wanted us to be, it says in our contract, they want us to be shocking. But now it says in the new Infinity release here, material that dwells on any sexual or excretory topic raises red flags. You also cannot talk about anything intended to pander, titillate, or shock the audience.
Mm-hmm. A little contradiction there.
Here's the problem with this.
That's what they say. We want to know what does it mean and spell it out for us.
This is now rolled all the way down to us. And in my humble opinion, it's the same crap as the Janet Jackson thing, where CBS said, we didn't know anything about this.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, it was on the website. We knew that you knew. Now you're just trying to cover your ass again. That's okay. We'll play along. Just tell us what we can do and mm-hmm. tell us what we can't do.
That's it. That's the long and short of it.
And they won't. And the thing that's scary is that if we make a mistake, and I'm not talking about an overt mistake like a cuss word getting on the air,
mm-hmm.
if there is some piece of innuendo that somebody in this company decides is not right, we've already been told you will be fired immediately.
Right.
So change the show today.
And there is a feeling around this company and for people that do what we do that they're waiting to make a nice example of somebody.
Yeah, they don't want us to be the example.
Right.
So what they've said to us is, well, just keep it squeaky clean. That was the quote.
Mm-hmm.
So we want a squeaky clean show. And we said, that's fine. We're going to go on the air and discuss it. Well, no, don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell your listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Most, and here's what they say. You want to know how stupid they think you guys are? And I'm talking now to you listening in your cars. One of these management guys said to me, Alan said to me, your average listener won't even notice a difference.
Come on.
Why are you bringing it to their attention? Why are you bringing it? Because you're taking a show that had been R-rated and that for many years, while there was this gray area of what you could and couldn't do,
mm-hmm.
we knew what the boundary was, but there was a big gray area, like a warning track. That we could walk up to.
Yeah.
Now we can't.
Plus, it's hard to hide what's in the newspaper.
Who's on the hotline? This is my child bride. Hello?
This is the day I've been been waiting for, the No More Strippers Day.
You know, honey, listen, don't, you're killing me on this, because somebody called me and asked me if you were happy about this, and
yay.
I'm
very concerned.
Good.
I'm very concerned.
I said that last night, you really, we were sitting around, I don't know what we were watching last night, something worthless, because we kept pausing it, and I would just speak, and then Frida would react, and she'd say, well, I've got to change the plans now. I know you're mad. You're not going to want to work like this with people like this. You're going to quit. I said, I'm not going to quit. I'm going to go and do the best I can. Mm-hmm. And although I am so mad at them. This is just such
Well, I'm hunkering down.
This is
I'm hunkering
way.
Down in preparation for the blow-up.
Well,
store food, water, duct tape, flashlights, batteries.
Now,
Mike,
don't take her seriously.
Mike, I know.
Mike is very depressed. You look very depressed when Frida was saying that she's hunkering down.
I can always do a radio show if I have to. I won't get depressed. I mean, really. I mean, it's, and you know, if you feel that way and you got to make a statement, you know you have to do what you
But
have
I would
to
never do.
Do
that to you guys.
Okay.
We told you that up front. I would not do that to you guys. I told that to Frida last
night. But I mean, really, if it gets to the point where it's driving you out of your mind, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah,
we all have to do what we have to do.
It's kind
I'm curtailing my shopping.
And let's see how long that lasts.
That'll be the barometer.
And the first thing our budget is going to cut back on is cigars.
Negative.
Yes.
Negative. I got news.
Positive.
Need them more than ever now.
Honey, you're right.
That's right. We all need our vices now.
I mean, and Buzz, I just called you honey. You're right, honey.
Yes, you're welcome, dear.
You're right. I need my cigars. And, honey, I need an animal tranquilizer tonight.
You can still get cigars. I see them all the time in CVS. It's fine. But you just, you know, are going to have to switch brands.
Can't buy the expensive ones. I know. Yeah. Cost of doing business. All right, darling.
Okay, but no more strippers, no more nudity. That's right.
Probably,
that's all a good thing.
They will delete that?
Yep.
This was something I discussed.
That's specifically what's in the memo, right?
With my wife yesterday. I said we were discussing the incident that happened on the treadmill, and I said I'm sure that now that's taboo.
Yeah. Yay.
It is.
Well, if only that had happened today. And no more our personal bedroom vibe.
I'm so glad that you're so happy that they're stripping away everything that I've worked for.
Everything that brought you great joy.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you're so happy. And I'm tired of hearing from people, well, you guys can be funny without being dirty. Listen, of course we can. But being dirty is funny.
It's fun.
Yeah. It's fun.
And it's fun for the listeners.
I can't help it. I'm a glass half full person. You know, I would much rather be shopping willy-nilly, you know, and then have my personal life talked about if I had to choose. Or have you look at naked women. I could deal with that.
I understand.
Give me a platinum card and I will deal with that. But now, you know, it's a new time. I'm hunkering down. But the silver lining, the glass half full, is that, you know, you don't get to look at naked women. At least not and have me know about it.
Well, there's no problem on that, and perhaps you've not noticed this since I was suspended and we were almost fired and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, great news. I think I can say that without being deleted.
Who knows?
I'm very soft.
Who knows? Who knows?
No.
I've not had, I seem to have lost my zest.
There, that's it.
Okay, you understand?
Immediate medical help.
I'd like one last 4 seconds. Every time I try to think about anything, I keep thinking about this place.
You know what? It affects everybody that way.
Yeah.
And I'm serious. Now, when it bothers me down there, that's when I take notice.
That's right. Two of us, pal.
That's when I take notice.
And then, did you read the blurb in the post today by the congressman from Virginia saying that the funny thing is that on our state seal, the woman, Lady Liberty, whoever she is, holding the scales of justice, one breast exposed.
Yes,
on the
right.
State seal.
Yeah.
Sure. All
but
right,
it's
baby.
Not dirty there.
But no jewelry.
That's right. Darling, I love you.
All right, I love you too.
I'll see you later.
Bye, sweet pea. Bye, my clean sweet pea.
Goodbye. Oh, Jesus.
You know what's really sad when you get right down to it?
What?
That this no stripper thing would happen so close to Monday, March 8th.
Oh, Rob's birthday.
Your birthday.
My birthday.
Sorry, Rob.
Consider yourself warned.
These guys will still get you good presents.
I know.
I like the way these guys will get you good presents.
Well, I'll
save you a piece of cake.
I'll give them some cash at the last minute because I'll forget. Some things never change, decency or indecency.
That's true.
Hey, but there is always this chance, Mike.
Yes?
We might be fired by March. When is it, Rob?
Monday, March 8th.
Hey, that would get me out. That would get me out of buying Rob a gift.
It would.
That's a good thing.
I'll show up at your place.
Thank you.
It's my birthday.
He has a joint.
Good things. Did you just say, I hope you have a joint?
No, no.
What did you say?
I said, at the joint.
Oh, I thought you said, I hope you have a joint.
A Spike Lee joint.
Oh, I got you.
There you go.
That's a Spike Lee movie, right? Mm-hmm. Is a Spike Lee joint.
And on Armed Forces Radio, too. They were even on Beijing every weekend now. And it's right here on Kiss FM.
Beijing.
To my wife, Julie.
Hey, he did a clean show. Look what happened to him.
To my son, Kevin.
Yeah.
Buddy, you are the original listener.
This guy's on the radio saying, to my wife, Julie, I love you, to my son.
It has been decided that I will no longer...
It has been decided that we will no longer be able to do the type of show we've done.
We'll never get to give
Westwood One.
How do you say goodbye to someone?
How do you say this sucks to someone who's listening to you every day?
A listener.
Very easily.
Someone whom you've literally awakened for years.
Jesus. All right. A buzz?
Yes.
Got a break. What's next?
Coming up, Arnold Schwarzenegger and others talk about gay marriage.
Gay marriage. I bet he's for it.
Right
back.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
Persecuted.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
No, they're not retarded. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Back to the PG, the G-rated fun. Here is our friend Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Chicago may be the next city to okay gay marriages. The Honorable Richard M. Daley says he'd not have a problem with that.
I cannot believe that. He comes from the genetic stream, the code, that is the entire Daley legacy.
Listen to these quotes. These will knock you over. He says gay couples, quote, love each other as much as anyone else.
This is the mayor of Chicago?
Chicago. As for undermining marriage, Daley says marriage has been undermined by divorce, so don't blame the gay and lesbian community.
Let me get this straight. Someone should go to wherever the real Mayor Daley is in the ground and stand over him and say,
"Oh, that big thickness guy, right?
Yes, Richard Daley, real Daley.
Right?
Do you know what your son is doing?
I can't believe that,
because he would be pissed."
Massachusetts has already okayed gay marriages, so has the city of San Francisco. It's a trend that may be unstoppable, even though the president says he's troubled by it, and the first lady calls it shocking.
Hey, there's another thing we can all worry about. Gay marriage.
Mm-hmm. You're someone who's into gay marriage.
Gently said, wake up. Or maybe not so gently. It's a new day. Let's get going. Could I cheer you up with maybe a story or a joke or a wild character on the telephone?
Yeah, Rick.
Or even, wake up. I'm sorry, I got some bad news today.
And he does a G-rated show and he just got fired.
Yeah. What kind of climate are we in?
California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is telling city officials in San Francisco to stop licensing gay marriages. The city's been doing this in defiance of...
I am shocked that Arnold has come out against this issue.
That he would take that stand?
It is so un-Arnold.
And he says it's in defiance of state law, which Arnold says defines marriage as being between a man and a woman.
A man and a woman. Take the dome off the Capitol so I can smoke my cigar.
And Arnold's asking the courts to move quickly to enforce this law.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
A judge has, in fact, told city officials they're probably breaking the law, but he's put off telling them they have to stop. In the meantime, over 2,600 couples have been bound in less than a week. Conservatives called the city's posture municipal anarchy. But
you said bound and posture.
And speaking of posture, anybody see, you know, if Arnold's doing all this anti-gay stuff, anybody take a look at some of those pictures from his early days?
Yeah. Like
those
nudes?
Those tasteful nudes?
So he might have swung the other way, huh?
You never know.
But here's a man who knows him well.
Hi, this is Wolfgang Juretzek from Germany.
Right.
Never forget the Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Jawohl.
Conservatives say it's municipal anarchy, but one city lawyer in San Francisco says, quote, the path we're on is inevitable.
Aye. You're lining up to get married, huh?
Nine! Aye!
So all these people that have gotten married,
right,
will their marriages be no good then? So, like, if you got in before the before they decide it's no good?
A lot of this remains to be seen, but it hasn't stopped gay couples from all over the country, from at least 20 states, have gone to San Francisco to get those marriage licenses.
Rob?
I don't know. That'll have to be tested in the courts.
Will you be mine?
There you go. Can I be best man?
No.
Can I give you away? Please.
Yeah, because if you were the best man, he'd marry you.
Yeah.
There's a story. There's a story circulating.
Watch out!
There's a story circulating that the anti-abortion President Bush in the early 70s drove a girlfriend to a clinic and paid for her abortion. Hustler publisher Larry Flint plans to put out this in a book this summer.
Hi, Don. How I am, Larry Flint. I guess I won't be coming around as often.
You bought an abortion for Bush? How much?
I didn't know. I just printed the story about
right.
it. I didn't have anything to do with
how much
it.
Did he pay for it?
I don't know. Buzz hasn't told me yet.
It'll be in the book this summer.
In the book.
Quoting Larry, this story has got to come out. There's a lot of hypocrisy in the White House about this whole abortion issue. I've talked to the woman's friends. I have tracked down the doctor, he says. I've tracked down the Bush people who arranged for the abortion. I got the story nailed, end quote.
I've got the story nailed. Can you feed me some string veggies?
Hey, Rob, hold on. Can we give me a tape? Hold on a second.
Help me run.
Hi, Larry. How you feeling?
I'm not feeling too perky.
We got an update now. We have an actual tape of George Bush when he went in to ask for this procedure.
Right.
Yeah, I thought it was...
Oh, hang on! What's wrong?
That's his girlfriend.
In this closet when I told you no wire hangers ever!
No abortions, George.
What are you doing in this closet?
Answer me.
Answer me.
That'll be in the book.
Thank you, Joan.
A Baltimore altar boy who shot the priest he says molested him will not have to face gun charges after all.
Is Marty Bass involved in this story?
I don't think so, but it's
Marty
never
Bass.
Clear.
How about Don Scott?
Marty Bass and Don Scott doing the morning show.
Maryland's highest court has overturned three minor handgun convictions against the now 27-year-old Dante Stokes. A court of appeals says alternate jurors should not have been allowed to vote on the sentence.
He was stoked.
Stokes pumped three bullets into the Reverend Maurice Blackwell and then pleaded temporary insanity.
See, let me just interject here.
All right.
This would be a good spot for one of us, both of us, to start a riff using a Baltimore accent about a young man who had an unfortunate encounter with a priest.
Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, in the current climate, you will not be hearing that on the G-rated Don and Mike.
But I want you to know, I'm thinking about it.
There you go.
It would be funny.
Mm-hmm.
Quoting the boy's lawyer, now he can move on.
Click, 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 click.
In sports, the University of Colorado football coach is on administrative leave after bad-mouthing a player who says she was raped by a teammate. Katie Nida was one of the best high school kickers in the country when she signed on with Colorado.
Is this new Heisel we're talking about?
Yes.
The coach?
Yes. He's on administrative leave now.
I mean, it's beyond...
Is he an idiot?
Yeah.
It's beyond bad timing.
Right. She says her play suffered after the rape and the sexual harassment of other players. This week, her ex-coach called her terrible and a distraction. He also said football is, quote, a guy's sport.
So they say to him, hey, this girl that was your place kicker, it was Division 1A.
Right.
So she was
in Colorado, big program.
Big time. They said, hey, your kicker, the girl that was your kicker 4 years ago, she was raped. What do you think about that? And his quote was, she was an awful kicker.
Yeah.
What an idiot.
There's your sensitivity.
Isn't Colorado the same program that's had problems for years?
There's an accusation by three women that they were gang raped by
that's right.
Colorado players.
And Infinity Broadcasting is somehow tied to all of that.
Somehow
Infinity Broadcasting will work its big meaty fingers into that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how come they're not going after that guy?
And now
the coach that said that.
Something happy.
Huh? How come Congress doesn't go after him?
I don't understand.
How come his show doesn't have to be G-rated?
It's like Lost in America. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
Finally, in Howard, Wisconsin, a man and his wife huddled behind their refrigerator to dodge the bullets. The bullets were firing out of their oven. For safety, the husband had hidden their ammo and three handguns there before he and the missus went on vacation. When they got back, he forgot to take them out, and his wife forgot to look in the oven before turning it on to
That's
cook dinner.
Good, but now, did you make this one up?
No,
or is this real?
I swear, this is absolutely true.
That's too good.
And I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah! We might see you tomorrow with a new episode.
Very good.
Peace.
reach out and all that. Thank you for listening. Good day to you,
good
sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you,
sir.
And you.
This is a funny place.
You. Will you be the wife or the husband?
We'll take turns.
So long,
the meters.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show. WKOK.